Blog Talk Radio.
Give God thanks for it. Back to you, Leo.
Yes, indeed. Thank you so much. And Donna, you may have something good to tell the world. No, they like to hear your voice, so why don't you say it now?
Good evening, good evening. Welcome to the Blog Talk Radio Show, the Cricket Show.
Indeed, and we are happy and excited to have you with us. And just to mention that we won't have a few of our listeners tonight, okay, Mr. Patel, he's on the road, and we are hoping to hear from Dennis, but it's, you know, it's a far, far away, and it's midnight his time right now, almost 1 o'clock, I believe. And, of course, we're hoping to hear from the other Simon. He's going to be in a little early, but we'll let the show go on, because we have so much to cover in so short of time. So let me give the show its blessing by asking the Lord's presence in our house this evening. Dear Heavenly Father, we come to you. We're grateful for you allowing us another opportunity to bring another show to you and hope you'll make it go on without any interruptions whatsoever. We trust, Father, that you'll encourage others to call in, and those who are on will make their meaningful contribution to the show that the world may consider it a wonderful opportunity for them this evening. We pray especially for the ones who are suffering, namely dear Dr. Leroy Lashney and his wife, Lisa. Connie Whitley, Ellie Matt, Everard Carter, Oliver Solomon, Mertris and Bobsy Nisbet, El Camino Willett, Holston Otto Wentworth, Telbert, and Francis, of course, Gabrielle Francis as well. My dear friend Joseph Gunshot from school days, Wilhelmina, Willis and Mona Daniels, Philmore Hall-Pike, Earl Stevens, and Dr. Roger Brown and Virgil Francis Jr., his son, and Mr. Linfred McKenzie, and all the others who have not expressed their concerns to us, Lord, we pray you will just make it possible for you to touch their body and heal them from the bottom of their feet to the top of their heads. Bless the show. Thank the ones who have contributed financially and those who have done so morally. We appreciate every single support that we've gotten. Lord, we ask for a blessed evening this night. In your precious name we pray. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Anything special, Audley? My Ruby, not my Ruby, but Willie. Yes, of course. You haven't seen her yet.
Well, let me say to those who maybe, those are listening still interested, if you'd like to see the funeral service, if just in case you're having a problem with that, the initial link, it's on Facebook. And where my community, where I'm from, is Cairn Curran, CairnCurran. So it has Cairn Curran and Glenn, GLEN Curran crew, right? You just go on Facebook and you say, you type in Cairn Curran, CairnCurran, and Glenn Curran, GLENCURRAN crew, CREW. And it just scroll down and then you'll see the remembrance heard for Ruby Lockhart, Mama Ruby. Then it's still there. So who just anybody in case they missed it and want to watch, they can still go and watch it. That's
indeed. Thank you so much for that. And of course, we want
Tuesday morning, of course, we're going to be watching Dennis's mom's funeral.
Yeah, Tuesday morning.
I guess you announce a little more.
We'll announce. Do you want to announce it right now then, so the listeners can hear?
Yes, we can always give a reminder. Yeah, for those who are Eastern Standard Time, 7 o'clock on Tuesday morning, you'll be able to watch Dennis's mom's funeral. The link is up. So you can get to watch that one. Send a reminder. We'll do a reminder
later. Yes, indeed. Remind me later, though. We will carry it again in the Walter Henry Hour again. Okay, thank you for that reminder. Grateful for that. And we just want to say our thoughts and prayers with Dennis, who, of course, is in London, just preparing to take his mother home. To rest. May her soul continue to rest in peace, and until the Heavenly Father finds it possible to prepare her to rise triumphantly in glory again.
Amen.
Only anything from you, Donna? Okay, I see Ivor is on his hands in up, but I just take it that he may want to say a few words if he has. If he is in a position, you know, he's a busy man, always has something difficult to do and something meaningful to do. So if you're in, Ivor, your hands are up and you just come right in and we'll be glad to give you the opportunity to do so.
Okay, I'll say a quick good evening, good morning, good afternoon, good night, Leanne. Yes, not so busy, but I'm here with some of the grandchildren. I'm going to be on the road in a minute to take them back. But I just slipped away downstairs. Now I have to keep the broadcast standard at its level. So when I'm in a good space, I'll come back. But for now, I'll be with the show. At least I'll be listening. I'll go on mute so we don't have to be back.
Yeah. Okay, that's fine. That's awesome. Good. So drive carefully.
Yes.
How fortunate you have the grandchildren, man. I only have one.
Good evening, Mr. Ivor. You both are boasting about grandchildren. My granddaughter will turn 4 the 10th of this month. So you can go on.
Anybody know what you mean by go on?
Yeah, you can carry on with your
carry on or go on.
Go on.
Yeah, but when you take one, it means go on with your bad stuff, you know that kind of thing. Yeah.
Just to say we would not have Jason this evening. We were hoping to hear him to talk about that dirt pitch over there in Indore. And that defeat of India, you know, rare defeat at home, but never can tell. Well, with that said, I'll just go into the outline as far as possible. We're hoping to hear from Dennis, but if he doesn't call, we know the circumstances may not allow him to do so. Well, Dennis are touring South Africa. And of course, they will have lost their first test match by some 87 runs. And the second test is due to start Wednesday, the 12th. We hope that they can do much better. A little later in the show, we'll do our utmost to see if we can select a team that will represent us in the test in the second test match. We hope they do what we expect, pick the right person. But nevertheless, they may pick something that they feel is the right, and we may not agree. But we're going to let our opinions be known to all. Australia, they're on tour of India. Due to play four test matches, they have played two already, and the third one is about to occur, and that two will start, or the fourth test match will start on the 9th of March. The third win was won by Australia by 9 wickets, and it was a real comeback for the Aussies. Having been down 2 test matches to love, they came back with a bang, defeating India by 9 wickets. We will be talking much about that. We'll talk about the pitch and what the folks have to say about that, and the stats as far as Lion is concerned. He's a lion in Asia, oddly. Lion in Asia. And we'll talk all about prediction for the upcoming test, which will level the series. And of course, as most of you know by now, Australia, having won that third test match, as qualifying for the final of the World Championship come June, to be played at the Oval in London, in England. England, they are on tour of Bangladesh, and Bangladesh are trying to prevent a clean sweep. England having won the first 2 ODIs, the first by 3 wickets, the second by 132 runs, and come the 8th or the 6th of March, Monday, they'll be taking on the Bangladesh with the third ODI, and they are trying their utmost to prevent this whitewash. So at home, it's not a nice thing to be defeated. But we'll be spending a lot of time on the Women's Premier League, which of course started on the 4th of March, and it will go until the 26th. And the administrator of this tournament is the BCCI. And the format, of course, is the T20. It would be a round robin. And then they go on to the elimination portion of the series. And the host, some 5 teams are involved. Just to mention that 2 West Indians were selected. Deandra Dutton, she went for the Gujarat Giants. And Haley Matthews went to the Mumbai Indians. And I got something interesting to talk to you guys about, because during the auction, there are a number of players up for grabs. And of the total 87 players were sold during that auction, 30 of whom were foreign players. And of those 30, only 2 West Indians were able to make the cut. Deandra Dutton, and of course, oddly, what is annoying to me, I don't know if anybody has seen it this way, but Deandra Dutton went for $75,000 and Haley Matthews, and she went to the Mumbai Indians for what? $50,000. And to make it even more anointed me, the top player, got a whopping $430,000. So $430,000, the leading player, Malhandra Hanna, the Indian player, and all best player in the region could only get a contract for 50.
No Stefani Taylor,
nobody else. Stefani Taylor was sick, to be honest. But DeAndre Dutton deserved more than $75,000. And, of course, Haley Matthew getting $50,000. I can't imagine that. But is their tournament right? But we'll talk about that a little
bit. Yeah, yep.
Okay, and there is something interesting. I'm sure I will want to come in on this because as an umpire, they have some news made for the WT, the W World Champion, no, the Women's IPL, that now you can review a wide call from an umpire or what else? Two things you can review, but it was executed in one of the matches that was played previously. So, my goodness, it's something new and innovative. I hope we'll discuss this in... We have all the details, so when we come back, we will be going into those in detail. Of course, New Zealand, I didn't recall if we talked about England versus New Zealand. It could have been a tie, but it ended in a one-run victory for New Zealand. And to top it off, it's a 1-1 tie in the series. Any complication there? I don't know, but I just look at things. In the Pakistan Super League, the Lahore Gladiators, they're on top. Qalandars are on top, followed by the Islamabad United and the Multan Sultan.
Multan Sultan.
Yes, and Pizarro Salma. I think this is the one that Sami coaches. He's in fourth place. And at the bottom of the league,
the Multan Sultan plays a lot in the U.S. Open. They plays a lot right here in Florida, yeah, in the U.S. Open.
Mm-hmm. Good. Yeah, and then Karachi Kings, and at the bottom is the Quiwara Gladiators. Don't know how to pronounce it. And just to mention the Women Premier League, Mumbai Indian, they are 1-1. The Delhi Capitals, 1-1, 2 points. And in third place, you had the Warriors, 1-1, 2 points. 2 points. All three top teams have 2 points, but with a better, the top team has a better superior net run rate. We'll go into the details. And the ICC, time permitting, we will do our utmost to go into the world rankings for both cricketers and teams in the three formats. And we'll talk a little bit about Vice President Shallow announces his bid for the CWI presidency, and Mr. Billy Heaven, he's going to be his opening. We'll just talk a little bit about that. England, of course, we will talk about England in Bangladesh. We did mention that. And we will tell you also in the West Indies presidency, we will be talking about Mr. Azim Basarat. He has been the vice president in waiting, because there is no challenger to his position. So he will be, whoever becomes the president, he will be the vice president. And we'll have some interesting news, Ivor. I don't know if you're following. The Leeward Islands had a shortened tournament. And the strange thing about it, much fuss is made about Sinkis having not played Antigua.
Nevis.
And Nevis.
Antigua, right, sir.
Mm-hmm. And Nevis also. And I think they have declared Antigua a winner. So I don't think that, if I am correct, I don't believe in that. All the teams should have been able to play. And your two strongest teams or three strongest teams should have been able to meet in a tournament. Of course, Antigua played against Nevis, but we want to see Antigua play against every team. And every team, Sinkis plays against Antigua. And that has always been is something that we look forward to. It has always produced our best when Senkit Nevis and in years gone by, the other teams play. And you have a competition where all the players are exposed. So if they doing that, I don't know. I haven't gotten the details. But I know the last match that was played, Nevis was played to a draw, and Antigua scored some. I don't think I have that to be up. I think Antigua scored. I can't say that to be exact. And the India Premier League, we will talk about that as well. And cricket the world over. And there is a new digest that is out, which has some interesting article. Time permitting, we'll go into that. But for now, that is where I will leave it, Hoddley, and you will do Inside Edge.
Okay, the Inside Edge for today, in the history of Test cricket, which is almost 150 years, there has been records and records and records. And the West Indies right now, they are setting some records, the record low. They have been defeated time and time and times again. But even in that time, we are still setting some records, which are positive. And five wicketkeepers in the history of Test cricket has taken seven catches or seven dismissals in a Test inning. And the record for a long time was held by Wasim Bari from New Zealand versus from Pakistan versus New Zealand from 79. And it was held after a while. He was joined by Bob Taylor from England 1980. Ian Smith from New Zealand joined the slay against South Sri Lanka. And then two West Indians, so very proud to say two West Indians, the only countries with two cricketers that jointly holding the record right now. Ridley Jacobs, 2000 against Australia, and in a recent defeat, Joshua De Silva made seven dismissals against South Africa. So the record is seven dismissals in the West Indies so far, two joint holders for the title. So a little positive in all the negatives that are going for the West Indies.
Did you say Ian Smith from New Zealand, or is he from...
Ian Smith is from New Zealand. Bob Taylor from England. Wasim Bari from Pakistan. Ridley Jacobs from West Indies. And recently, Joshua De Silva also from the West Indies.
But they all have seven dismissals.
Seven dismissals, all holding their joint record. Seven dismissals. So who will burst out of the pack? Maybe one wicketkeeper one day will just be lucky enough to make eight dismissals. Let's see how long that will take to happen. All right? That's you.
Yes.
That's the record.
Yes, okay. Anything, a short prelude? Donna, anything that's tickled your appetite right now? We have about 5 minutes before we go into the Walter Henry for Den University Hour. Oh?
Not at the moment.
Okay. Audley, you want to open the conversation?
There is something where when it comes to the women's IPL. It was reported that Dandra Dutton was ill or something was unavailable, something, and she was replaced by, I think, an Australian who recently represented Australia in the Women's World Cup, T20 World Cup. And it was said that Dandra Dutton was either injured or something while she wasn't available. And Dandra Dutton posted on the thing, What sort of injury she has. Because as far as she's concerned, she's fit and ready to play, but yet she was not included in the side. And not that's a, she was not included, but it was reported that she had some injuries. And she's saying nothing like that. So I don't know going on. There's some sort of chicken business going on over there. We don't know what's happening.
But perhaps we can start the conversation about their being offered such low contracts, too, because, you know, it's It's a disgrace. I know there are
star players, but the only thing is that it's run privately, and if they want to play, they will have to accept what is offered, because when they have the auction, if nobody go any further, it's going to be sold at that stage. And the ambition of the Indian owners right now is to highlight the Indian players, right? And it doesn't matter how big you are. Let's not forget that 1 year Chris Gayle wasn't even picked up, and it was when he went and somebody got injured, and he went as a replacement player, and he had such a big breakout that year. And it was after that he began to get big money. He wasn't even picked up, Chris Gayle, without a universal boss.
There
so,
must be something sinister, oddly. Has to be.
I don't know.
She just come out of the Big Bash, the woman Big Bash. I think she was one of the top players in the Big Bash. I don't know. In the finals, I think she was the woman of the match, or player of the match. Yes, indeed. And you imagine, I don't mind that she, at least I would love to see her. We were just talking to her coming back into the West Indies side, coming out of retirement. But, you know, that to me, that is disrespectful in my opinion. If we don't ask them to pay at the top, but for you to pay the top player $430,000 and play DeAndre Dutton $75,000, that is an insult. I just feel so. But it's not my money that is being spent, but I don't think it's right. And to play our captain, $50,000, I don't know if they play in half a season or they will not be available for all of the matches.
For a part of the season. I really don't know where that's concerned. But again, as I said before, it's a private thing. And if the managers, the people who control the auction or the buyers, the owners of the teams, decide that they are not going to pay more than a certain amount for certain players, and once they say, 65, who says 70, and nobody is come forward, and that's where it ends. And of course, they're gonna be a little partiality where it comes to their own players, because I think it should be the same with the West Indies or anybody who you want to make sure that you push your players when you have an auction and give them the opportunity to go and shine and make some good money as well. So maybe they are just teaching us a lesson. That, you know, when we have our IPL or CPL or whatever it is, you push your homegrown players, and that each team want to have players, and that's
but
it.
But
not
oddly,
a ridiculously low price.
But
oddly, go ahead.
The Indians don't come to the West Indies to play, no CPL, you know.
I know they are not,
and they were over the hill.
That's why they can do whatever they want to do, Leon, because their players won't be in similar position. Their players won't be in similar position. The Indians are for the Indians, right? The Indians are for the Indians. One or two may play in the 100 in England, or one or two may play in the county championship. But on a whole, it's, you know, very few and far between. We West Indians, we are dependent so much on the English, playing English cricket, you know, in the English County Championship. And, you know, after a while, you know, that was actually faded out when they started how much foreign players you can have and so forth, so forth, and you know what happened. But no, the Indians, for a long time, they haven't been sending their people anywhere. And so therefore, if they want to do that, they don't have to worry about, facing the music overseas, because is very, very rare that happen, you know, that you have one or two Indians outside, you know, of the main draw would even go outside and play cricket away from playing in India.
Only you aware of the selected team for the recently concluded Women's World Cup? You know that the team that was picked from by
you mean
spectators.
No.
Okay, because
no.
My record says that there was one West Indian pick, the young spinner from Trinidad. I don't know if Ivan knows that or yeah, one spinner pick from Trinidad in the 11, which tells me something, right? But I mean to say, least that player should have been given. If you're giving her $50,000, I wouldn't mind for her to get a $50,000. But couldn't you have even picked that youngster in one of the teams? It's disgraceful, disrespectful, and out of order, uncalled for. I can't find the adjective to describe it, but that is not good enough for India. They're trying to develop their players alone in the world and want to get the other countries
I think
who
the
are talented
yes,
players.
Leon. Leon, as I said, I think the answer is yes, because they want to make sure that they have a T20 team that nobody else in the world can beat. That's what they're doing. And as I say, as I've said before, it's these are some private owned clubs. So therefore, they can do. It's not run by the Indian Cricket Board like it's a national team. So therefore, the team owners pay what they want to pay for who they want to pay and reject who they don't want to who they don't want on the side. and we are looking at it back here and saying, these are our top girls, these are our top ladies, and they are offering them pittance compared to what. But that's the way the cookie crumbles, you know.
That's
the way the cookie crumbles.
Trying to get Mertris, but she's obviously not able to get with us, and Virgil is also having a little difficulty getting in. But oddly, you know what time is it? Walter Henry birthday.
It's the Walter Henry. Oh yeah.
Happy birthday to
you.
Happy birthday.
Take it away, Audley.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, with the sound of the happy birthday song, by BLND, Baron Lee and the Dragonaires, it's time for the Walter Henry birthday and anniversary hour. It's time of the evening where we take a look at the cricket and fraternity and we say happy birthday and happy anniversary and so forth, so fifth. And it's also the time of the evening when you can call in with your birthdays, your anniversaries, your wishes, and so forth. And the number to call is 515-605-9850. 515-605-9850. And as we go, you know, we give occasional footnotes as we go along. Welcome to Walter Henry Birthday and Anniversary Hour. Today is the 5th of March. Yep. Since March got here, it's marching away from up today, the fifth day, almost over. Start with Audrey Disbury, Chris Silverwood, and Thomas Ardell, all from England. Ranga Soshi from India, and Ibrahim Kama. Rodney Hogg from Australia, and Bruce Oxford, umpire also out of Australia. Nazim Mohammed, Jahid Ali from Pakistan. Bermuda, we have Delmore Borden from South Africa, Derek Crooks, Telma Tucker, and we have Ishama Armasinghe from Sri Lanka, and Gehan Ramasinghe, also from Sri Lanka. Jahinga Alam from Bangladesh. Dwight Washington from West Indies out of Jamaica. Nawam Shah from Belgium. Edu Barnes from Zimbabwe. He played 10 test matches, some 59 ODIs for Zimbabwe. And included in those test matches was a hat-trick against England. And from Oman, Jahinga Singh. For the 6th of March, the death of Jamaica's former Prime Minister, cricket fan, of course, Michael Manley. Yeah, former Prime Minister Michael Manley. He died the 6th of March, 1997. Test debut of Sir Andy Roberts. Yep, debuted versus India in 1993. Birthdays, David Shepherd out of England, Peter Roebuck, sports writer, Ted Allison, also from England, Zafar Iqbal and Sohil Khan from Pakistan, Kieran Powell out of Nevis. Yeah, Kieran Powell, believe it or not, he will be 33 come the 6th of March. Get in there, Carl and Kieran. And we have Al Hooker and Leslie Nagel from Australia, Roy Scott from New Zealand. We have Natmel Hayward from South Africa, along with Dane Leroy Pettit, Ashok Patel from India. For the 7th of March, I have a Johanna here, but I don't have a connection to Johanna. So if you know Johanna, any of your panelists, you can catch me up on that one. From West Indies, it will be the birthday of Virgil. Will say the best there ever was, the best there, you know, he'll come and put the polish on that. So Viv Richards will be celebrating the 7th of March. He will be celebrating his birthday. Frank Penn, Willie Watson, Luke Wright, Jack Aitken, Reginald Wood, and George Beam, all from England. Nerikan Chopra and Usman Kulrani from India. Labota Chisubu and Kanya Zandu from South Africa. Marina Iqbal from Pakistan. Joyce Crist and Darcy Brown from Australia. Abdullah Mazari out of Afghanistan. And Mohammed Ishaq from the United Arab Emirates. For the 8th of March, who can forget this one? This was a big one. 8th of March, when Muhammad Ali and Joe Frazier fought for the first time, 1971. And the big billing was a champion that never lost and a champion that never won. Because Joe Frazier had knocked out Buster Mattis in the 11th round in a TKO up there in New York, Madison Square Garden. And they say, well, he won the championship, but Ali never really lost the championship. And for the first time in 1971, back then, two fighters were guaranteed $2.5 million each. Then it was the biggest spurt in boxing, 1971, Muhammad Ali and Joe Frazier. And Frazier won on a 15-round decision. Okay, it's also the time when Malcolm Marshall played his last, played for the West Indies for the last time. It was in the World Cup in 1992. And we know he died sometime later. Riyad Emirate out of Trinidad and Tobago. He will be celebrated on the 8th of March also. Phil Edmonds and Izu Westbury, female cricketer from England. Ross Taylor and Erwin McSweeney from New Zealand. Neil Alcock and Gurtaran Singh, Hamankreet Kerr from India. Tom Herman and Graham Watson from Australia. Charles Coventry, Kevin Arlott from Zimbabwe, and Mohammed Nazir from Pakistan. For the 9th, we have Regina Elizabeth Henry, and She is a niece of Mr. Simon O'Donnell. So, yeah, Mr. Simon, I think we're coming in maybe a little earlier today. Yes, she's celebrating on the 9th of this month of March. Also, birthdays, we have Samuel Badry and Edwin Santhill, both from Trinidad and Tobago, Graham Cavalier, Lee Irwin, and Eric Simmons from South Africa. And we have Tilakna Garatni from Sri Lanka, Privit Patel from India, Philip Maid and Robert Dawson from England, Mark Harty from Australia, and Shamina Sultana from Bangladesh, female cricketer. For the 10th, eat your heart out, Ivor. That will be the birthday of my granddaughter, Evangeline. She'll be 4 years old. Happy birthday, Evangeline. Wow, she love her dad. She love her granddad. And I say that's my new favorite word. Grandpa, grandpa. Okay. Lawrence Rowe also completes that 302 runs he made in Barbados back in 1974. Yeah, he hit some 36 fours and 1 6 in 430 balls. Lawrence Yagaro, that 300. Also, Barto Barclay from Barbados will be celebrating the birthday on that day. Nazil Fernando, Sarangalakmal from Sri Lanka, Greg Campbell out of Australia. And Greg Campbell, he is the uncle of Ricky Ponting. Arthur Milton and Lindsay Smith, female cricketer from England, Ajit Butt and Mohamed Abbas, also from Pakistan. And Harriet Truman, the underground leader of the liberation of slaves, died 1913, about 90 years old. That was the 10th of March, 1913, the great Harriet Tubman. And when I say about 90, because nobody was really sure the date she was born, but nobody can deny the great work she did in freeing many other slaves in the underground, as they call it. Okay, finally, for the 11th, we have Marva Jones, Marva's mom, Aunt Joyce, will be celebrating on Saturday. Aunt Joyce, happy birthday to you, Mom, when it comes, Aunt Joyce. And Cardinal's sister, Yvonne, will also be celebrating on the 11th of March. Happy birthday, Yvonne, when it comes. Of course, you'll hear that about these two being Saturday on the Saturday morning entertainment program. We have Jeffrey Stormeyer and Vijay Hazari. Stormeyer from the West Indies, Hazari from India. John Ward, George Dickinson, Colin Monroe from New Zealand. Sydney Barnes and Jackie McLuhan from South Africa. Robin Brown and Derek Waldron from Zimbabwe. Hassan Raja from Pakistan. Kennedy Ortenio from Kenya, Ajanta Mendes, Sri Lanka, Sid Massoon from United Arab Emirates, from England, Walter Barley, Dick Stydale, Andrew Stoddart, and Tommy Beaumont, female cricketer, all from England. And that's what I have here for you, Leanne. Back to you. Come on.
Yes, indeed. Thank you so much for that, Audley. And look who we found, all the way from the beautiful city of Fort Lauderdale. I'm not fine.
You just give me an instant headache when you do that.
That was intentional.
Welcome.
Huh? Yeah, I believe that, and you give me an instant headache. Oh,
no,
I think I heard you mention
either.
Yeah, Viv Richards' birthday. It was so strange because I didn't realize I was last year when I was home.
March,
or the year before.
March.
I don't remember when. Last year when he celebrated, I was home in Antigua at the time when he celebrated his 70th birthday.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah,
as you said, wish him happy birthday when he comes. And
no, put
my
it
normal
the right
thing,
way.
The
put
best
it,
day
put,
is.
Put it the right way. The best
the
one
best,
you know how to do it.
The best day
was.
The best day was. and the best they will ever be.
Right.
Master
okay.
Blaster, Viv Richard.
All right. Is it 12th of March, right? 52?
7th.
7th. Okay, good. So, yes, it's 2 days' time. Yeah, okay. 7th of March.
Yeah, that's Tuesday.
All right,
because
Virgil,
I got that same day too.
Any,
so.
Virgil, any birthdays and anniversary of any seminar?
No, I don't think so. All right. Maybe home in Antigua, I have my nephew, but I can't remember when the birthday. Sometime from March, April, May, but I got to figure it out. But I'm not too sure if any early in this month.
But you have to tell us more about your uncle who passed.
I like to say my condolence to the Scott family, Hilton Scott, mm-hmm. who passed away
mm-hmm.
a couple of days ago. He passed away at the age of 93. And he was one of those, at the time they have the fishermen that go out, and in my village, almost everybody, my uncles are all fishermen. Now, if you go in that village right now, you hardly find anyone that want to be fishermen. So when those guys gone, like all the guys that do fishing don't exist in that area no more.
Okay.
But he survived. I mean, he lived a long life, 93 years old, Hilton Scott.
So what the fishing industry doing in English Harbor? Do you have any fishing boat that comes in with lobsters and so forth?
No, let me tell you something. They have charter boat that goes and do, like, maybe one or two charter boat that goes and do day charter. But the normal fisherman that goes out, like my other uncle, the other one that lives back, he have a boat. And I told him, if that boat goes out, the boat is going to get seasick. Because the reason why I say that, the boat just sit there because he like to go fishing, but, you know, you don't have nobody to go out to go fishing with you. Because normally what them guys do, if like seven of them go on a boat, they do the drift fishing, the bottom fishing, and the boat will always get a third. So a third belongs to the boat from everybody. So you have a lot of guys go out on the boat and fishing. But now, if we want fish now, you have to go somewhere in St. John's or somewhere about to get in the town to get fish, because in English Harbor right now, there's nobody really going out and do those kind of things. And it's so sad, you know, but that's just the way it is. So once they're gone, all the fishing industry.
So any arrangement for your uncle? Any arrangement, you know, of he's going to be laid to rest?
No. I don't know of that as yet. Yeah, I don't know of that as yet. And also, I like to give my condolence. I can't remember the kid name, because about 5 years ago, my mother's best friend daughter, which she and I go to school together, one of her sons, I think the oldest one, got shot about 5 years ago. She lost him. And I think 2 days ago, I can't remember his name. Somebody just saw him in the yard lying down, and he was dead. He's probably like 40 something years old, I think, if he's that old, or maybe 30 something. But he had kidney problems, and so he was doing dialysis like every 3 days a week. And her the mother name is Norma West. So my condolence to Norma West and the loss of her son. And I think what happened, I don't know if he fell down in the yard and hit his head. And I think that's what they said. Probably caused his death. He fell down in the yard and hit his head, and nobody was around at the time when it happened. And you know, when you're going for dialysis and all this kind of stuff, your body is like most likely weak and all this kind of stuff. So it's just sad to see, like, she just lose within so many times, she just lose her only two sons. But I don't know his name, but her name is Norma West. So my condolence to her and the rest part of her family.
Oh, how about you, Donna? Donna, any news of any birthdays, anniversaries?
Yes, I have some birthdays.
Yes, indeed.
Today is my niece's birthday. Her name is Kiana Douglas.
Kiana Douglas.
Her birthday is today. Then tomorrow I have my brother's birthday, which is Ardell Brown.
Ardell Brown.
He has birthday tomorrow. And then on the 8th, I have two birthdays. My daughter-in-law, Roxanne Webb, she'll be celebrating on the 8th, and also my brother-in-law, Loren Douglas, he'll be celebrating on the 8th. And by the way, Loren is the father of Kiana, so they're both celebrating this week. That's my list for today.
Okay. And we have Brother Simon. No, Brother Mackenzie. Oh, are you celebrating a birthday today, sir?
Better late than never. Better late than never. Thank you very much, and I hope everybody is doing very, very well.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to say congratulations to the new captains, West Indies and South Africa. I know South Africa captain like a golden duck, but I think that's part of the game. He will continue, I'm sure.
Yeah.
And I got some news out of India.
Well, can you hold it? Can you hold that and just give us the birthdays and anniversary? We'll come to that a little later.
Sorry?
Just give us the birthdays and anniversary for now, and we'll go.
Okay, that's right. Okay, then leave it at that. Thank you very much. That's all I have right now. Thank you.
Okay, good. Now, I just want to share a couple events in my life because my adopted mother, if she were alive today, she was born, Virgil, 3rd of March, 1896. Oh, how much she would make her if she were alive today? I just have to give praise and thanks to her because she wasn't my mother, but she was my adopted mother, and she treated me like if I were her kid. And I tell her to this day, I remember her birthdays, having died for over 40 years. I remember her birthday because she always repeated every night, and I never ever forgot her birthday. Annie Orr.
What's her name again?
Annie Cathy is her marriage name. Her maiden name was Orr. Annie, A-N-N-I-E, O-R-R. And her her marriage name is Annie Cathy, C-A-R-T-Y. And she raised me like if I was one of her kids. And I'm grateful for that. Secondly, my daughter is a physical therapist, and she had the pleasure of treating a young kid from Haiti. Her name is Manisha Castin. A child, 19 years old, came to Florida to go to college, and believe you me, she was struck by a car, and she's paralyzed from her neck down, laying down, a beautiful young lady. So I had the pleasure of seeing her, so I just prayed with her, and my heart just bleed to see here is a young child going to be in the bed perhaps for the rest of her life. I hope there is a miracle that can bring her back. Beautiful young lady. So I went in and said, Kumau Ye, and she was saying, thank you, and the rest of it. And so I just wanted to tell the folks how much we are privileged, we are up on our feet, we may be old, we may be young, we may be weak, we may be sick, but you wouldn't want to be in a bed, stranded, not able to get up and walk. So, Mianshra, Kastin, Mianisha, Kastin from Haiti. We pray for you. We hope that God will just heal you, and we trust that you'll find some hope, some miracle will be made that you can get up and walk again and continue to do your studies. So those
and Virgil
are my
got dropped. Virgil got dropped.
Yes, I was about to bring him back in. Mm. So that is my take, Audley, and I hope that anyone else?
Well, I have a friend, Maxine Mitchum. She will be celebrating her birthday, as a matter of fact, tomorrow, the 6th. So happy birthday to you, Maxine, when it comes. Of course, I'll give her a hit up, send her a text wishing her happy birthday. And let me remind you, next week, Sunday, will be daylight saving time.
Yes,
so
indeed.
let us remember, Eastern Caribbean,
mm-hmm.
the time is going to be a bit different. Daylight saving time for us as of next week, Sunday. And let us remember that the funeral service for
exactly.
Dennis's mom will be on Tuesday morning, 7 o'clock our time. 12 o'clock somewhere in London, but it's 7 o'clock our time. So if you can find the time, if you're not going to work, and you can get to watch that live.
Is it on
the link
YouTube
is up.
Or is it on Facebook? In YouTube, Facebook?
The link was sent to me. He sent a link. I'm not quite sure if it's YouTube or Facebook.
He might have sent a link to me, but I probably did not see it. But I'll go back and check it. Mm.
And I know Iva has it too. Iva sent one. So for Donna and Mertrice and for you know.
What are your thoughts there? Because I believe this is him coming in here from London. Are you on?
Okay.
Hello, Leon.
Yes, indeed. Thank you so
just
much.
Just in time.
Just in time.
Just in time.
Like
I could hear you, but I had some problems initially getting through. But I've worked them out, and now here I am. I'm sitting here. It's almost
Firstly, we want to know the details about sending home your dear mother.
Yes,
and then
I forwarded the streaming details, and I think I heard Audley saying that he had received his. So I'm happy if he's received
yes.
it. Then
yes, he might
I know
have been in my
has.
Phone. Mm-hmm.
Yes,
okay.
I've sent it to you just and via your WhatsApp, Leon. So check your WhatsApp messages.
Yes, all right. Okay, good.
And also, just a reminder, it's Tuesday, March the 7th, and it will be the funeral service will be at 12 o'clock, and that'll be about an hour.
Your time, right?
My time, 12 o'clock. It'll be about 7 a.m. Eastern time. Right.
Okay.
After the funeral service, the streaming will be picked up again at the committal side of things, but we will require at least, I would imagine, an hour to get to the committal ground.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it'll be done for the first hour, but continue after we
to
get together again
right.
To be continued after mm-hmm. the committal site. So that's it for now. Everyone here is busy running around putting the final touches to what needs to be done, what needs to be arranged.
Mm-hmm.
And that, I can tell you, has been a lot of work, although I've not been, you know, I've been privileged in having family members who have been able to carry the brunt of the work. So I've not had to extend myself too much, but I look forward to helping them on Tuesday and beyond that. So that's the situation.
Okay. Yes, of course. We 4, 5, 4, 7, 6. Anyone else wants to come in? I don't know. Iva, you're on. I don't know if you want to say anything before we move on. Yeah. So, Audley, well, why don't you?
Yeah, I gave mine already.
You gave mine already.
I gave mine already.
Right.
I'd
just like to play a song for everybody and to also ask again for healing touches to the family of Dennis Heath as they go through a period of mourning. But this song I dedicated to all who are celebrating birthdays, anniversary, or similar situation. Minnie Whipperton. It's an old song, but it's a good song.
Loving you is more than shouting, I could do nothing. Without it, I surely fail. Without it, I would be drifting like a ship without a sail. Without it, be dying.
Yes, Lord.
Without it, I'd be endless. Without it, life would be worthless. But with Jesus, thank God, I am saved. Jesus, oh Jesus, do you know me today? Please don't turn me away. How long I would be without it, how long I would be.
Thank you for Dennis and his family. Audley, over to you.
Okay, once again, we have come to the end of the Walter Henry Birthday and Anniversary Hour. We just want to say thanks for hanging in there with us. Thanks for those of you who are listening in Australia, in Australasia, in India, in Europe, in the United States, here in South America, and those in the Caribbean. We just want to give a big shout out to you all for listening to the cricket show this Sunday evening. Remember, we're always here on Sundays from 6 to 9 in the p.m. So come join us next week, just about 6:30, God willing, when we'll do it all over again, the Walter Henry Birthday and Anniversary Hour. Back to you, Leah.
Yes, indeed. Thank you so much. We're going to continue the conversation we started before. We were talking about the contract that was awarded to both DeAndre Dutton, and some striking news came out. Oddly, yes, brought it to my attention that DeAndre, who should be appearing for the Good and Rat, she was not selected. And the reason they say that she was not selected was because she was ill. And
she was replaced, yeah.
She was replaced by an Australia player. And I also brought up before that DeAndre Dutton, who is preparing for the Gujarat Giants, she was offered a contract worth $75,000. And Haley Matthews, she was offered one for $50,000. And I felt it was somewhat disrespectful. And to hear now that she also has not been selected in the side, and she's saying that she was not ill, as the report came to the public. So do you want to join in, Dennis? Are you aware of what is happening? Can you speak on that?
I can speak, Leon, but this is news to me. However, I don't think that we should get too concerned at this stage. This is the first weekend of the tournament, or at least the first games. So I think that we should give it a couple more weeks before we start to get concerned that our premier player there in the Caribbean is not likely to see any action whatsoever, because, as I say, it's early days yet. And I'm not surprised that DeAndre received a higher offer compared to...
No, but what I'm saying, I know I'm so concerned about she get a higher. I think she should get a much higher than the $75,000. That's my concern.
Well, that's true,
that's a pittance.
You know,
the top player that was contracted is getting $430,000. That is my concern.
Well, I think part of that might have something to do with the fact that DeAndra was not playing international cricket to show her skills up there, that it was sharp and still in focus. However, she played in the hundreds and she did play in the Big Bash leagues. And, of course, those matches she shone in one or two matches, but not to the extent that her name was on the tip of all the cricketing pundits. So I suspect that this is showing DeAndra that maybe she needs to come back into the international fold, playing for the West Indies, and put her name out there with her on-field performances.
Actually. Okay, and what about Hayley Matthews? You think she deserves $50,000 or more?
Well, again with Hayley had some pretty bad times apart from these last two games. Hayley had the work of trying to carry the West Indies side when they were so terribly beaten by the England squad in the Caribbean. And I think that is well known by those who follow and read this game. So I am not totally surprised. So it's up to Hayley now when she gets the opportunity to make sure she demonstrates her abilities and skills. Therefore, she will expect or should be able to expect stability in being selected and, of course, next year when this comes around. So she's got a lot of weight to carry here to prove herself to those folks. Back to you.
Other question for you, Dennis. I don't know if virtually want to come in or hardly want to come up here. But tell me, don't you think that both Hayley Matthew and DeAndra Dauphin are able to pull crowds?
Yes, but you have to remember it will be reflected in their performances for the national team. And I don't see that Dutton's name is not in the national team on a regular basis this year. And Hayley is there, but she's having to carry so much load that it's not surprising that from time to time she has not been able to put as much on the board as we've seen in the last two matches. So it's clearly an indication that we need to have both these young ladies in the West Indies national team in order to keep their name at the forefront of performance. Back to you.
One more question. The young lady that was selected in the final 11 from the World Cup, do you recall her name? Mm-hmm. You remember her name?
No, I have not.
No, I don't recall her name, but she was, in fact, included by a number of journalists and whoever make the selection.
Which national team is she from?
She's from the West Indies. The West Indies spin-off out of Trinidad who was selected as one of the players.
Ram Harak, that's the name.
Yes, Ram Harak. Yes, she was selected.
Yes.
Don't you think that she deserves even a $50,000?
Well, I think that it's a blessing that she has been selected and it's recognition that she's on the way up. I don't think she's quite there yet as far as national performances goes, but she's on the way up. And so I'm very happy that she's been given this opportunity, but I'm not surprised that the offer she received is perhaps as low as you think it is.
But she has not been given, the Ram Narak has not been given a contract, you know. So that's one thing. I'm saying that she should have even gotten one of the lower tier contracts at the foot to give a peep in. Now, my argument is that a number of our players, when they started the IPL for men, went over, they applied their trade and they also assisted in developing the Indian cricketers. Matthew,
yes,
I think that a similar situation like that should have been granted to at least one. And a player to have made that team would have been at least given an opportunity. But I don't know for why reason she was left out. But my feeling is that too is not looking good in my view.
Well, Leon, if you looked around the national teams, I saw some information from the first two games that's been played. And you read the list, you can see the stars from Australia, New Zealand, England, Pakistan, and India. Really, and of course, South Africa. There are many of these stars dominating the fixtures and dominating the game. I am not totally surprised that players from the Caribbean are struggling to get there, because to be frank, they are all not quite there. And Haley and Deandra have shown themselves, but still they need to do a lot more in order to reach the level of the Sivers and the Brunts and others that we know of, you know, in India and Australia and New Zealand. Back to you.
I don't know, Mr. McKenzie, you are aware of what is going on, and can you tell us anything that is on your mind?
Yes, what I have in mind is that there's an article coming out that came out of India about that test match between India and
Mr. McKenzie, let's deal with this one at a time. And we're going to go to
okay,
that.
Go ahead. That's fine.
That's fine.
I could come back to that later on.
Something I noticed about the IPL is that of the three matches, two of the matches a team has already scored over 200 runs. The first one, 207 for five. The second match, 223 for two. I mean, we're talking about some serious batting there, right?
Mm-hmm.
207. Let's see who was the big bat. Meg Lanning was bowled for 72, and Verma, Shafiqui Verma, she made 84, and there was cap. She was not out, and 39 from 17. Rodriguez was there, 22 from 19. So I can see that. These players, they are not just there we are here, but they're really playing some serious cricket,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
And I was looking. Let me see the first match.
One team was defeated by some 100 or something runs.
Mm-hmm. When it comes to sixes, they're hitting sixes like the men.
Yeah,
you know, they're hitting sixes like the men. The first team won four by Matthews. Matthews in one of the matches, Matthews made 37. She hit four sixes. Emile Carr, she hit one along with Wong. Wong hit one, so six in that inning. And in the reply, where the side was bowled out for 64, even in that there were two sixes. Yeah, there were two sixes in it. So it's like they are there to entertain. They are really entertaining. Yep, they lost by 143 runs, but they went down slugging.
And the other point that we raised early on, I don't know if you heard about it, Dennis, about the WPL. That the playing conditions are different to the ICC. You can appeal a wide. Yes, indeed. Did you hear about that, Dennis?
No, I hadn't heard that yet, Leon, because obviously I'm somewhat. However, the ideas that we're seeing here suggest a precursor to what may well happen in the men's IPL, and of course all those other T20s on the board.
Yes, you can
let me answer that question. Let me answer that question. I watched the game, and the thing with the wide, it's really in play, and it's a good thing, believe you, because some decision, you see ball sometimes touch the side of your hip, umpire signal wide. So it's a good, because a 1-1 can make a big difference.
Mm-hmm.
And I hope he doesn't stay there and he go on further. And the other thing in that game, too, I hope they get rid of this umpire call. If it's hitting, whether it's clipping or what, you're out or not out. And then we will, if you have the technology, you've got to use it. Just like how they change.
I agree with that.
Just like how they change, I mean, with the wide, you can recall it, you can challenge it. I agree with that. Now, let me get back to the two West Indies. Because I didn't know the woman IPL start until like yesterday. I put my watching something. All of a sudden, I see live game and that was a woman. So I realized that game played before. And those two games that I watched, I didn't see no West Indian players. So I was wondering what happened, right? But also, you're talking about the money that this girl gets. First of all, it's everything done according to your performance within the last 6 months or a year. It's not about the name of the person. Is the performance of the person. And what they will do, they will start at, say, $20,000. It's an action. And everybody will bid for you. If you reach $40,000 and nobody going to hire, that's what they're going to pay for you. Maybe maybe the player itself said, okay, I don't want less than $40,000. And maybe if they can't get that, they're not selected. But if that's what it comes down to, for the action, because if you women performing and you getting wicket or making runs, this team is going to want you so bad, the action is going to keep on going up until the last person win it. And that's why some of these players get up to, I say, $400,000. But if nobody really fighting for you down there, because they don't want you there just because you have a name, it's performing. And if you're not performing, I don't think they should pick you, because you can't pick somebody just for the name, because all these franchises, all they want to do is win that championship, not just have people there for the name from the West Indies or from Australia or from whatever. Whoever performed the best, we go to pick you and you're going to get a chance out there. So that's why when these girls go out, they need to perform. They might not get the money now, but if they perform well and top the table with the wicket and the runs, I guarantee next year, you're going to see, and they continue to do that during the year, you're going to see there's a bit, when they start up the bid, everybody's going to want them. So if you're not performing, don't look for no pay, no big pay. So they have to do that so they can continue and go better.
But the story
make a point?
That is being relayed here. Wait, one moment. Let me just bring this. The story that is being brought out here, Deandra Dutton says that she was not sick, refuting the argument that she was sick and was sick and replaced by a Trinidadian. I mean, an Australian. Go ahead, Ivor.
She was not sick and she was replaced for the season, not just for the game,
for the season. That's
yes.
Go ahead. You hear that now,
okay,
Dennis?
I don't know what Virgil was saying and what Dennis was saying too.
Mm-hmm.
In terms of auction in IPL or any franchise cricket, gentlemen, sometimes you have to blame your agent.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes they go out and they either look for too much or for too little. So then you're saying the performance that they're doing there, no, that's not the gist of it. It's how you fit into the team that is looking for you. If you're looking for an express fast bowler who can knock down somebody, okay, you might say, I want that man. A guy who can feel well, or what have you, because they don't start for feeling or catching, and a guy can make the team for that. So it's just not stats. It's the potential sometimes even more, and how you fit into the team.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this thing about the wide, I think we're getting it twisted, you know. You can review any men and women, any wide or any no ball. But you remember the only thing with that, most time is that the umpire call stands. It's just like the umpire is going to tell you you're out if it's hitting or if it's not out. Most of the time you go upstairs, if it's borderline, the
the umpire call is going to be stand. So saying this is with the women, like it's something new or something, it was always there.
In
because
ICC,
we view a no ball.
In the ICC rules, this playing conditions
yes,
of the ICS.
Yes, you can review a wide, you can review a no ball. That's for the IOS also. But most people, most countries are going to do it because it's a judgment call and it's your fire. Which, let me tell you about the wide. If you move from your normal stance and you move across and the ball still goes outside the line, the umpire is going to say, you took that line with you. You brought the ball within play.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So therefore, it's not a wide. And you might be foolish as a captain go and say, I'm reviewing that because it's outside the line. You're going to lose a review. Half the times, 99% of the times, they don't review these wides of a no ball.
So how? My thing, I never see the review
in a
wide.
Yeah.
Today, in this competition, it seemed like the start, whatever it is, it had to happen during this competition because I see it a couple of times today and even the commentator, they were talking about it. Because I never, sometimes ball wide and complaining, but the umpire said wide.
Yeah.
So they never review nothing because there was nothing for them today to review. But no, it's there. And they did it.
They did
and I see the reverse
it
because
it is there. I'm telling you, it is there. It is there from in 2020. In 2020, when they had the ICC code thing there, and no ball could have been reviewed, and a wide could have been reviewed. Look it up.
So how can
they don't use it?
Never happen until this game here.
Exactly.
Until this,
exactly.
The woman game.
Mm-hmm.
Virgil, sometimes you just need a refresher's course. Somebody need to, make a reminder of certain things that it's been there that was not being used.
Mm.
And therefore, somebody brought it up and all of a sudden it's like the light bulb flashed. Okay,
exactly.
So we're going to use this and maybe this is exactly what's happening right now.
And how about the saliva rule?
Well, that was new.
They banned that and chewing gum and all that.
That is banned.
They did that.
Yeah.
But in the women's IPL, it's not banned. It is not banned. They will warn.
No, saliva is not banned.
No, in the Let me explain what I'm saying.
One time the saliva came in because of COVID. Don't forget that now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, but I'm not
because
I'm
that.
Talking okay, good. It's not banned in the IPL, the woman IPL. You have an infraction for two occasions in the women IPL, and you get warning, and then on the third occasion, you're being fined by the BCCI in the IPL, the women IPL. That's what I'm saying. It's not banned, but in the ICC conditional play, is a different story.
But Leon, if you're going to be fined after two attempts, according to your information, the information you have is that after two warnings about using saliva, they're fined. That means there must be some instructions that saliva is not to be used because why else would you?
No, I'm not saying that, but the ICC is different. There's no warning.
In ICC, you don't use the period.
But
I've been reminded by Ivor, is that because of the COVID one, nobody wanted
saliva
to transfer it to the other one.
Yes, but that was made a rule permanently, right?
Yes.
It's a permanent
yes.
rule. But with the women's IPL, there are two warnings. And then the BCCI fine you either 20 or 25% and then
your match
suspension.
Fee.
Yeah, 25% of your match fee. So that is the point I just want to bring to the listeners, that I understand it. This, according to the article I'm reading, is new. I would say it's different because of the COVID, we knew that that was something. Go ahead.
What I'm disappointed with, Leon, is that the what is being used in the Big Bash is not more widely accepted in other T20 leagues.
It's
not been used.
Yes.
You know, like the point system, you know, the how much overs.
Mm-hmm.
And if you surpass, after 5 or 6 overs, and if you surpass that amount of scoring, that amount of overs, then you get additional points. And I think this is something that should have been more widely accepted by, as a matter of fact, by T20 International, because it's an incentive for you to go after the bowlers and to get some more points for your team, especially when you have ICC competitions where a point or two here can be turn out to be very crucial. So I really love to see more of that.
Mm-hmm. So any questions?
I'm sorry to interrupt, Leon.
Go ahead.
Leon, I'm sorry to interrupt, but I will continue to listen to the program and the show, and if it's necessary, I might call in again, but for now, I'm going to sign off, but I will continue to listen.
All right. Well, thanks for your presence.
Okay, my brother.
All regards
to
your family. Then. I know they're all there. Let them know our prayers and thoughts are with them during this period of mourning and grief. I tell you, it's not a pleasant occasion. You may have an opportunity to see some people you haven't seen for a long time and share a good conversation with them and just get more acquainted with them. So God be with you all.
Thank you. It's time for me to get into those jammies. It's 12:30 here.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
Yeah. Sorry to take you out of the night rest. Okay, thank you. Thank you. Yes, indeed. Okay.
Bye-bye.
Anybody else want to get in with this, the IPL, anything they need to know? There are 5 teams, and the sponsor is Tata. T-A-T-A is the Tata for the tournament. And what we wanted to know, it starts from March the 4th until the 26th of March. 5 teams are involved.
Yeah.
And there will be 22 matches, and it's a round robin for the first format, and then we go into something else. Anything else?
I don't think it's the IPL, you know. It's not the IPL.
The board of
something else they call it.
BCCI.
No, it's like, see, the same three words. It's like WPL or something like that.
Tata WPL.
No, Tata is the sponsor. I ain't talking about the sponsor. That is the sponsor, but it doesn't say IPL.
No,
it said,
it's
like a
WPL. WPL, Women's Premier League.
WPL.
Yes.
The equivalent
Women's Premier League. 2023,
yeah.
Sponsored by Tata. Okay, anything else? And it's, of course, an Indian show. And like I said before, Indian rupees is what they're paying these folks. In total, 87 players were sold, 30 of whom were foreign players and 2 from the Caribbean. And now we are hearing that DeAndre Dutton is saying that she's not sick, but she was left out and replaced for the whole tournament. Maybe she must have shown her dissatisfaction with her paycheck. But if she's replaced, that's another story. I told her to come back.
I'm trying to find the story, but I read it last week, and then you know, she answered it on Twitter, one of those, and say, what is she sick with? Because she's well, and she's been replaced by an Australian. She played in the T20 World Cup, and a young player, and she was replaced.
You
it was announced that she was replaced.
Listen to this very carefully. She resigned from West Indies cricket, right?
Yes. Don't give it
everybody wondering out. Why. Everybody wondering why. Now she gets in something else. Thank God it have nothing to do with West Indies, because other people will blame the selector for West Indies them for whatever situation. So whatever it is, it's some kind of situation that we don't know, and maybe she not saying really what the whole thing is all about. So maybe there's an issue there with her. It don't have to be, but maybe there's an issue there with her. Maybe that's why the reason it happened. It don't have to be an issue with really her, on her behalf. But we don't really know, because, I mean, she pulled away from West Indies team. Nobody knows what's going on. Whether it's a problem with her, a problem with the West Indies selectors or whatever. But now if it happened down there and she's out for the whole tournament, it's sad to see that she's out for the whole tournament, but at least we need to know the truth. But it's just hard to find out the truth from some of these organizations. Because you're here, two different sides, two different truths you're here.
Mr. McKenzie, any comments? We want to welcome Simon. Simon, welcome, sir.
Sorry.
Hello, good evening to you, Mr. President. And I also...
I was going to comment.
I say a very big evening to Dennis, Cardinal, Audley, Donna, Mertrice, Virgil, Mr. Patel, Jepno, Ivor, Mr. McKenzie. I just heard him on. Happy to hear your voice. I ask about you every week. I'm happy to know you're back with us. Hope everyone...
You have a big crew, man.
Had a wonderful week last week, and we're looking for a much better week this week. Have a wonderful week, all.
Yes, indeed. Thank you for coming in early,
Thank
Simon.
You.
Mr. McKenzie,
yeah,
go ahead.
Well, Mr. President called me up and said, we'd like you to come in a little earlier. I said, sometimes not really convenient for me, but I'd like to please my president.
So, Mr. McKenzie,
yes?
Come on in. Tell us what you think.
Okay. There's a situation in the test match between India and Australia.
Okay.
The recent one.
Let me give you the backdrop on that because...
I didn't hear that.
Let me give you the backdrop on that. Give the fans...
Okay.
...the scores and then we will go into it. Yes. Of course, Australia were down 2 matches to love and the Aussies came back with a bang, defeating them by some 9 wickets. A low-scoring match, and Australia having their tails up. Give you the scores in a moment, because Australia, you know, batted like champions. They came back from... Please, I do have the scores. Okay. Give the scores right. Okay, Australia, 109... No, India, 109 and 163. Australia, 197 and 78 for one. Australia winning there by 9 wickets to go up, at least win a match. India were leading by 2 matches in the series. So the series is tied, not tied, but India are 2 matches to 1, Australia. And we have some figures for Lyon, who really, really excelled in this match. He took 8 wickets in one innings and 3 in the next innings, so making him 11 wickets and all. But go ahead, make your comments now on that backdrop. Go ahead, Mr. McKenzie.
But did you see the state of the game where the umpire in the first innings made about 5 mistakes right away. And that was a very, very poor bit of umpiring. As an umpire myself, I made mistakes out there. But I want the other people coming behind me to be the best, to do the best on the job. But this guy did a terrible job in the test match. So to me, whichever country you might be from, as an umpire, you need to be fair and honest. And at the same time, you need to be on top of the game. But this one, Mr. Menon in India, he did a very poor job, I must say. Very, very poor job.
And we have a West Indian umpire there too, Mr. Wilson. Mr. Wilson, umpire Winsley was not one of them too? Yes, I think there was one. But
I saw a report where they mentioned that it was a forgettable game where the umpires were concerned. But can you just give me a minute to explain something here, Leanne? I just pulled up the article. Oh. Initially not a part of the side, Garth replaced Danjo Dutton, for whom the franchise couldn't get a medical clearance before the defined deadline. This is what
she didn't get a medical. Okay, good. But that
she did not get it before the deadline.
Yeah?
And the thing about it, Garth, and God took a 5-wicket haul in her match. The replacement of the Dutton. She took a 5-wicket haul.
That is what happened. Labishani. Labishani. Hmm. Now, mm-hmm. back to that test match. Gentlemen, yeah. Did you all see the pitches that were prepared for the WPL versus that one was prepared for the test match in indoor?
That picture is very poor. Taking spin from the very first ball.
I wouldn't say it's poor because both sides are loaded with spinners, but Australia exploited better than the Indians.
He did not pass. Look, read the report and see what it said about that pitch. It was not given.
Was not up to standard?
The only thing
I would say where that is concerned that the Indians got beaten at the one game. Because with three spinners, knowing that Jadeja have been bowling down the Australian along with Ashwin coming in and Akhtar Patel, what was set up this time turned against them because they were exploited by Lions and to a lesser extent the other new guy there. I think he took five in one of the innings.
Five in the first innings too.
Yes. And that's the thing about it. So when you set a trap, sometimes you fall in the same trap, you know, and I don't think there should be any complaint if the Indians are complaining at all. I'm not saying they are. I don't know. But as you said, the pitch was deemed to be not up to the standard to play test match. But, I'm happy that somebody won it and it was India this time, you know, because, you know, it's hard to beat India in India and with their spinners. But then, you know, the Lions change the whole thing. And the thing with Lions is if you look at the history of guys who have taken a wicket with the first ball in their career, of which Nathan Lyons did that, you look at the rest of them, they never fare well. In a next couple of matches, it's like they're forgotten. They're rotten and forgotten. But he defied the whole logic where that is concerned. He just continued. He's heading towards his 500 wickets now, and just recently, he took 4 wickets.
He's the king. He's the king of Asia, man. King.
Yes, and he has taken a lot of wickets in India. Over 100 wickets in India, and not a lot of cricketers can say that. A bowler.
I tell you, England, India feels this defeat. You know why? Because very seldom that they were beaten that badly in their own backyard, and a pitch that
not even the backyard, the front yard, right in the front yard.
Thanks for the clarity. They were beaten badly. I was hoping that Jetty would be here, but he's not here, man.
Let me talk. What I don't like, every time bowlers do well, people have problem with the pitch. And I don't understand. Might as well everybody play upon the pitch in Australia, they're Perth, and probably nobody will have no problem. I can't understand why every time, I mean, in India we know hours for spinner. And it's not to say you playing on one pitch and I'm bowling you on one pitch and then I bat on another pitch. Both of us bat on there. If it's not good for you, it's not good for me. But if they had made 500 runs, everybody would say, like, you know, you'd have another complaint. But as long as the bowler gets what he wants, because to me, the cricket now, all people want to see is Batman make runs. Nobody like bowlers, because nobody want to see bowlers get wicked. Because bowlers get wicked, oh, the pitch is not good and the game don't finish too quick. You have Batman and you have bowler. Two of them have to perform for you to have a cricket game. Sometimes the Batman can perform out of this world no matter what kind of pitch you put him on. And then sometimes the bowler is going to perform. So we have to take it when we get it and accept it. Praise the bowler when the bowler do good. And when the batman do good, praise him. Because first thing we're going to say, when the batman make 500 runs, maybe 2 men staying there make 500 runs, everybody say, oh, the bowler bowl bad. When the bowler get wicked, oh, something wrong with the pitch. Come on, we have to start to learn. Stop criticizing the wicket because they prepare the wicket. Whatever happened, both sides plays on it. Right? And let me give credit where credit is due. I watched that game, man, and I was impressed with the spin bowlers. I like, because you know something? You better learn to play ball because most of the time, when the ball comes straight on you, you can actually close your eyes and play the ball. I don't like to see that. I like to see movement. Movement proves how a batman can bat. And as long as you can play the spinners and the fast bowler when the ball moving, you're going to be great. If you can't play them, well, then the bowler is going to be great. So let me give credit where credit is due. Those two games I watched, all the games I watched, it's well done by the bowlers. And I think Steve Smith come back and win that game because Steve Smith wasn't captain. And I think probably because of the captaincy, helped them to win that game. So, I mean, I'm happy with the results I get. I have no problem with the pitch. I'm happy with both results that I get out of those two games. Because, believe you,
I'm with you, Virgil.
Because I'm not with you at all. I'm disagreeing with you entirely. A report coming out of the BCCI and the ICC is stating the indoor pitch was rated poor and handed 3 demerit points. Why would the BCCI and the ICC rate that pitch so poor? If you look at the pitch,
who win the game?
It doesn't matter who win. My question to you.
The ICC, that's run by India, India Premier League, and the BBC say India Premier League. Because they get beaten, they're going to complain
India.
About
BCCI
the pitch.
BCCI runs the tournament.
By India.
And the ICC is the governing
the international body. Right.
Yes. Yes.
And they both condemn the pitch and order them to give them a 3 demerit point. It's just like when they came Antigua and that pitch was called, well, that match was called out because Stan was in the bowling area. They condemned the pitch too. The pitch was not good. Compare it to the one
that
both
sides
do make
it in there.
Go ahead.
No, I was saying both.
No,
I was saying
Ivor,
both sides played
Ivor's
in here.
Coming in.
Well, Ivor is coming in too.
Go ahead. Go ahead, Ivor. Yes, Leanne, I'm in total agreement with you. But Virgil, you have a point that if everything is equal and people are taking wickets, of course they're going to give the thing. But you cannot play cricket without a pitch, and it has got to be up to standard. If on the first day you're having a dust buster and you're seeing dust on the wicket, and we're talking about a 5-day cricket test match, it's not a 2020.
Wait. 2 days.
Right. And you can't be finishing a test match in 2 days because you're getting 40 wickets. You're cheating the spectators. It must be equal on both sides, bat and ball. And like I said, even the outfield must be up to proper standards. You must have a standard. It can't be anything goes. And then say, well, you had a chance to bat in it. I had a chance to bat in it. If that was the case, you can have a wet wicket. A wet pitch, and tell me, well, both of us don't bat on the wet pitch. No. It is clay. It deteriorates. So maybe the first portion would have the better part. And as we know in test cricket, the first day is always something the worst is bad because it still has moisture. And as the pitch goes on, it gets better. This pitch did not get a chance to get better, Virgil. It got worse.
Okay,
so you must take
that
into consideration. Okay,
yeah.
Go ahead. Is the question for me?
No, the first two game, did it go all the way to 5 days or the shot? How much days this one goes?
Nah,
the last one goes in.
Go.
It's even longer than.
Yeah, but I mean,
but it was not condemned by any sectors. They were not condemned.
But you know something? Come to terms with, Audrey, let me answer the question. Ashwin, especially, and Jadeja, they really bowled in tandem and really had the Australians in knots and sandwiches. So the pitch was not to be blamed for that per se. And you hit the nail on the head. There's one guy by the name of Stephen Smith made a big difference. Leadership and captaincy makes a big difference. Last week I said it. I sure I remember that.
Yeah, you said that.
Stephen Smith.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And he's going to make the difference in this test. Billion asked the question, would they be whitewashed or would they stay face? That was my answer. It's one
I remember
Smith.
That.
So,
yeah.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
So Virgil, you hit me?
Hey.
In the nail on the head. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
So sometimes
but,
you find...
Hear this question. Hear this statement. I mean, if India were to win the game, we would not hear nothing about
No.
Somebody complaining about bad wicket.
I don't agree with that.
The pitch was condemned from day one. From day one was condemned before the result. The pitch came under scrutiny. When West Indies are playing cricket up here, we have Milton Taylor, who is the creator here. Do you know the creator for West Indies, the guy from St. Lucia?
Yeah.
He has to come up here to pull the pitch and the playing the outfield. He has to. So somebody
who approved that one? Whoever approved that one then, they need to be fired then. No, whoever approved that,
well, exactly,
they need
that's
to be fired
saying,
and don't have to do it. Yeah.
And Leon just told you that. Heads are going to roll.
Especially for India that have so much cricket and spending so much money into cricket, that should never happen. I'm saying the amount of money that they spend into cricket to make cricket up go to the all four corners of the world, that should never happen there. In the West Indies, we don't have the kind of money to spend like what India have. So whatever happened there should not happen there. Everybody that have the dealing with the pitch should get fired because too much money spent to have something like that, a result like that.
Virgil, so say all of us, all right? So say all of us. I agree with you first when you talk about both sides experiencing the same thing. But after explaining, Ivor Finn's explaining, yes, you're supposed to have a certain standard and thing. After being on that side, because we are expecting the fact that we're cheating the spectators from seeing a couple of good days of cricket and stuff like that, it has to be taken in consideration. And when you reach as far as your points are being demerited, you have been demerit points, it means that it's real bad. And it's both by the BCCI and the ICC. So, as you say, heads should rule. Period.
But, India, gentlemen, India has a pride. Especially, they hate to lose a home.
Much less
a series. India's gotten three defeats in their last 45 home test matches. So they didn't want this to happen. And they prepared the pitches to suit their spinners. But this one they went too far. And the Australian reacted by including three top-class spinners.
Yes.
And
the
Lions made heavy work. I mean, give their batters a real spin lesson on their own back. And coming to Steve Smith, I think what really, really give the Aussies a great opportunity, that magnificent catch that Smith took, because Pujara, if he were made to hold India and give Australia 200 runs to make, it would have been difficult. So the Indian has to be blamed, Virgil, for preparing that kind of service. And we're glad that us is winning. So now we're going back to real cricket, because all of us, the Indians, want to do now is to save the series by preparing a natural wicket that everybody can make plenty runs, and enough that they cannot have the pace attack on the Indians.
Mr. Francis, you're the batman. I want to see a prepare. I want to see bowler get lots of wickets. You want to see the batman make lots of runs? I want to see
Virgin, I want to see a pitch that is prepared to give a chance to both batsmen and you see the one in South Africa? That was to me an opportunity for everybody to make runs and to get wickets. Bowler and batsman.
You're getting draw game, man. I want to see we get.
No,
I'm a bowler and I'm going to die a bowler. I want to see bowler perform. Swing ball, spin ball, make left turn, right turn. And then I prove that, you know something? If you want to see the batman make runs, let the bowler swing ball, pace man swing ball, prepare one for swing ball, and prepare one, the same one that the spinner, we get ball for turn. Then I can say, when the batman make runs, I say, man, you're really good. Because the ball is not coming straight down on you. I don't want to hit ball. Let's close the eyes and hit ball. Let the ball do something so we can see a good, good game. I want to see bowlers get wicked.
One other point I want to make before you go. This qualifies Australia for the World Test Championship come June in England. I think it's at the Oval, Mr. Simon. You know where that is, the Oval in England?
Yes,
in London?
Yes. I know where the Oval is, yes.
In June. In
Southwest
June.
London.
So someone else, some other team has got to qualify to meet Australia now. So that's.
Can I just make a point when you finish?
Go ahead. Go ahead.
Yeah, I was speaking about Nathan Lyons. It just 18 matches ago, he played his 100th Test match, and I remember the U.S. Open was going on at the time, and he turned 400 wickets just in that period of time. No, he is on 479 wickets. So in just a matter of another 21 wickets, he will join the 500 club. So he will be the third spinner, because you have Shane Warne with over 600 and Murali Tharan at 8. And Kumli's up there. Right. By the end of this, maybe by the end of this year, depends on how much. Ash is coming up. The Ash is coming up, so he'll have a time. So,
Do they have two more Test matches to play against India and Australia?
One more, and then they have a five Test series.
You don't worry about the one coming up. He probably might get very, very close to in the 90s when he finished this Test match.
Well, of course, that's possible, but I'm just saying in just a matter of 21 wickets, he'll join the 500 club. He played 29 ODIs.
He has 137 wickets in Asia alone. 137.
Yes. So it is saying that he's not just an Australian bully or an English bully. He's taking wickets all over the world, right? He played 29 Test matches, 29 ODIs rather, 29 innings and 29 wickets, all in 29.
Mm-hmm.
All right, back to you.
Yes, just for the best figures for a visiting bowler in India, Aejas Patel. I thought Aejas Patel was an Indian.
But he played for New Zealand. He was born in India, but he played for New Zealand.
That's the one that people. He has some
10 wickets.
10 wickets for 119. Nathan Lyons at 8 for 50. Lance Kuzner. 8 for 64, and Nathan Lyon again had 8 for 64. Sikanda back 8 for 69, and Jason Christa, the South African, 8 for 215. So a lot of stats are there to be talked about, but let's see how the Aussies or the Indian, what kind of wicket they'll pitch they'll prepare for the fourth Test match, which starts on the 8th of March. Let's go back and check the records and see. Yes, March the 8th. Yes, India versus Australia, the fourth test match. Any other thoughts? Any other thoughts?
Playing four test match or five?
Four.
Is it four or five?
I hate that. It should be
four. I thought that's the top team, only three top team playing, the four, whatever team playing five test match.
I heard that too, but...
Like India, Australia, and England or something like that.
Well, you know, the answer is always five test matches.
You know, Australia made a big boo-boo, and we talked about it before, when they exclude Travis Head from the first test match. You know... That was a mistake in my view, and now that Warner is off concussion, he's right in there to face the music. And
Travis Head is really an aggressive opening batsman. Yeah, he hit the ball. He hit the shape of the ball in a couple of overs.
In the first, they have the Iowa guy to come in to do a similar batting like he does. And it doesn't seem as if he was able to get off at all. They said he was taken by a Kazwaja, got a wonderful catch off of him to get him out of the way. India was hoping that he could...
Talking Shubman Gill? No.
We can talk about Shubman Gill too, because Shubman Gill is now ranked number one in the ODI in the world. Did you guys know that? And he just came out of the... Yeah, in the ODI batter.
Fresh from a double hundred.
Yes.
The Indians have really dominated when it comes to double hundred. The Indians have really dominated that ODI double hundred.
West Indies, gentlemen, let's go on to the West Indies versus South Africa. Of course, most of you know by now, West Indies lose by
what else is new?
87 runs. What anybody has to say about that? Bradley, what do you have to say about it? Is that expected?
Bad wicket.
No, not a bad
wicket. Bad pitch.
What else? What else is new? Okay, any comments? West Indies lose by 87 runs to South Africa. Anybody wants to...
Well, I'll only say 7 is Australian's bad-looking number. It's 13 from the 100. So I guess they say, you guys are by 37. Yeah, we have to congratulate Kim Arroach, because... once again, we lost the match, not because of the bowlers. South Africa, they were off to a flying start in the first innings, right? Because at one stage they were 221 before the second wicket fell. So they were 221 for one. And then it went 221 for three. And the bowlers continued to peg away, at the batsmen, getting wickets at regular intervals. 290 for 7, 300 for 8, 326, and finally 342. So as a matter of fact, we were expecting a much larger score from the South Africans because of where they were after you just losing one wicket. So the bowlers actually fought back. And... of course, Alzari Jones is picking up five wickets, 18 and a half overs, 5 wickets, 17 overs, 1 for 71 from Roach, Myers, 10 overs, 1 for 23, Gabriel, 12 overs, 1 for 49, Holder, 14 overs, 1 for 64, Ralston didn't chase any wickets this time, or Blackwood. And the West Indies, Brathwaite and Chander Paul, they did not put on a substantial partnership this time. I mean, no keys on fire. That guy's fast, and that's one of the reasons why they did not take, as we discussed here already, they did not take Bonner. because of the bouncy pitch and, you know, his concussion stuff and stuff. Reefer continue to do well. Yeah, you know, and
doing
I'm
well.
Going to say he should. And I'm going to say, and I'm going to say,
kind of well?
No,
what,
no, let,
what
no,
kind
no,
of well?
Let me continue. Let me continue,
yeah.
Virgil, when you get the time.
I mean,
like, he made six. He made top score. And you're going, we may hear that, well, he should continue and make the run. But then
when?
Nobody has made more than 37. Blackwood made 37. We had 222, Shander Paul 22, Chase 22. And everything else fell away because Anoki 5 for 36 from 16 overs, 2.2 runs per over. And Rabada 2 for 42, 2.8 over, runs per over. And so then the batting in the second inning, that was when things happened for the West Indies. And now we were given a good chance to win the match. But the batters failed, or the bowling was just too much. Markram 47. You notice the captain got a double duck, Bavuma. He got a golden duck in the second innings, and in the first, and he got a you call that on a silver one, second ball. he got a silver duck and a golden duck, so he didn't bother the scores and in either inning. And then as they continue, Peterson 7, and but the big thing about that is that Kimar Roach 10 overs, 47 runs, 5 wickets. Joseph picked up another 2. Holder 2 and Gabriel 1. But unfortunate, our batters could not stand up. We're trickled out for 159. I mean, time was not the essence. I mean, why couldn't they stay down there and even bring the thing a little closer? You know, but Brathwaite didn't stand up this time. You know, he was gone for a nought. Shander Paul 10. Reefer, this time, went early, 8. And Blackwood was playing his natural game. And this is what I want to see. This is how I want to see Blackwood play. Don't go out there and start to play like he's Bonner. Blackwood is not Bonner. Blackwood is an aggressive batsman, a guy who hit the ball hard. That's his natural game, right? And playing his natural game, he made 79 from 93, 12 fours and a 6. Chase made a duck. Myers a duck. 17 for the silver this time, Holder 18, Alzari Joseph 4, Roach 12 from 18, and Gabriel, Mr. Nutout 1. And eventually we fell away. This time Rabada, 15 overs, 3 maidens, 50 runs, 6 wickets. Noki, 13 overs, no maiden, 48 runs, 1 wicket. Jensen, 7 overs, 2 for 33. And Kutsia, he made 6 overs, 1 for 20. So eventually we were all out for 159. Given South Africa, the Australian unlucky number was lucky for them. Number 87, 13 from the 100. West Indies going down. And as Kimar Roach rightly says, you know, they did not get the support from the batters, especially in the second inning. So unfortunately, we are down 1-0 in the series. I don't think it surprised anybody, but at least with the bowler showed up. That's my piece.
Let me come in here because I want to say something. Because everybody giving Roach praise, right? He did well. He passed Joel Garner 259, right? And that's good. It's a great landmark to reach. But Joseph in the first inning, bowl his heart out. He got 5 wickets,
oh, yeah,
but nobody
oh, yeah.
has got more than one. Nobody
oh,
giving
yeah.
Joseph the first time the guy has ever gotten 5 in a test match. And you got to praise him and how he bowled. He came back in the second innings and broke the heart in a sense and get a couple more wickets to get 7 in the match, most in the match. So Joseph has played a great part. And I got to eat my words, gentlemen.
Joseph is the number one bowler for the West Indies. He is the number one bowler for the West Indies. No doubt about
it. They were not using him as if he were the number one. How many times they start? How many times they start?
Third and fourth change bowler.
Change. Yes, indeed. When the ball is old, and you have to, you know, beat his chest to get ball to bounce and swing and move. But the other point I want to make, I had to eat my words to tell the folks Reefer belongs in this side, you know. Reefer, when you have mazes and can't get the ball. Reefer, I'm eating my words about Reefer. I'm telling you all the truth.
You need some milk, Virgil. You need some
yeah.
milk.
Yeah. It's yep, 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 yep. mixture. But I eat my words to Reefer. Reefer belongs in this side. And I hate to eat my words, but it's the truth. And when the truth is in you, you see it facing you, you have to accept it. The guy batting better than all of them. Hey.
Of course, Leon. I myself, all of us were rolling, you know, gunning for his head.
Because
but then I start defending him. I start defending him when he started making some runs.
Say,
I say, well, he deserves his place.
The guy batting better than all of them. You know why we...
We don't have nobody. If he batting better than all of them, we don't have nobody. We don't have
batting. Said a few weeks ago.
Go ahead.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, we're hearing you.
Yes, we're hearing you.
If anybody remember this, a few weeks ago, mind you, well, let me go ahead with eating the words if you want to say that. But I'm going to just take it halfway. But I'm still not satisfied. So I honor number three batsman supposed to be.
Yeah.
Number three, number four supposed to be our best batter in the team. Now, I'm not going to just look at the runs that he made there. And if you look at how they make some time, he's not commanding either. But anyway, when you're comparing with the others, then you have to say yes. But I still don't like that yardstick.
Yeah, I agree. I don't have a problem with that.
Mm-hmm. See, if you remember these words. Gentlemen, we are clamoring for maybe our regular number three, number four, or our batsmen. Why can't we go outside of the box and remember one Stephen Smith who started in Australia batting at number 8 as a dribbling family bowler, right, and work himself up into the world number one batsman and forget about bowling? Mm-hmm. Why can't we take a bowler and turn him into a batsman? You remember the conversation, gentlemen?
Yeah.
All right, then. So they are listening. They're listening. That's when Reefer came, begin to come up to be this number three batsman, number three, whatever. Sometimes you can put something to a guy, say, forget your bowling, forget whatever, let's make you into a batsman. Now they're trying to do this thing with Chase. You realize what they did with Chase? West Indies have not settled their batting.
Mm-hmm.
One, in the first sense, they put him to number 8. Now they had him to bat at number 5, batting behind, well, it was number 6 in the first match. Then in the batting lineup, they had him to bat after Myers. And now they realize he's not bowling much. So they put him to bat at number 4, number 5. So they do not have the batting lineup settled. They don't know what to do with Chase. They use him to keep out Cornwall, if I can go beyond what we're doing here.
Mm-hmm.
So then when he's not bowling and getting wickets now, you see if you can push out somebody up at the top. And I'm sorry that Mr. Heath is not on, because I'm not saying to discard Holder, but sometimes you have got to just let these guys know. You're not performing. You're not living up to expectations. Sit back and have a look. I've said it in Marlon Samuels already when they said, West Indies have a way to do just that. I said, keep them in the team. Let them carry the towel for these guys. And they will be hungry and thirsty as opposed to just sit them down, leave them at home. Leave them in the team. That's an embarrassment to me. If you leave Holder there and he has to be taken on always for these guys. He gotta know I have to perform. So that's my take.
And you are right. You're completely right. And I also listen to everything everybody saying the show, you may not believe it. I listen and I bring them back to memory. And I say one of the things you always say is that Bradford don't make runs in the second innings. Am I right?
100% right, Leon.
Yes.
100%
and I listen to
right,
what you guys say. And it coming to, again, he goes, he make a good little knock, and then he just go back. And he gets the number one player in the number one team in the ICC. And then he gone back into his doldrum again. And Holder, my goodness. I have him to drop for the next test. I was in.
Yes, you got to send him up and leave him there.
Mr. Dennis,
let him carry the towel.
Can I endorse Dennis? Completely.
Mr. Dennis, he's a realist.
Yeah. Drop him.
Yes.
See, Hope and Mayors should go. Let me say one more thing
here with Bradford.
Yeah.
And I've said it before. We're not going to win matches with Bradford. He's too defensive. Do you know how much runs went between slips and gully?
Exactly.
This guy hunting for wickets and having two slips and a gully. And you have your fast bowlers on. I mean, come on.
Ball flying through.
And that's when the runs are coming to the
flying
left of gully. To the right of second slip.
Mm-hmm.
There are all these edges going there just for runs every time. And we just have to be locked up the ramp shot that caught, that got the wicket from the former captain there. The guy was getting his runs there all along until when he put Blackwood there to take the catch. And Blackwood almost missed of it. He overran it and had to go back.
Because what I figure was wrong too, Blackwood, because of the height, they should have a taller player down there too. And then he was in.
And then watching the game. The man getting
out
his runs there with the ramp shot every time you bounce.
Exactly.
And I said, why you're not putting a fielder there? That's where the ones are coming. Black that.
Exactly.
Let him look his run someplace else. Because when we catch him, I don't care what somebody say.
Mm-hmm.
Too defensive for me.
Yeah.
And he's not helping the bowlers. And let me say something about Al-Zawi Joseph. Do you know that commentators over there saying that all these are the bowlers doing their job? But do not just look at the paper. Look at the match. Commentators are saying that there is nobody helping Al-Zawi Joseph. I mean, when you hear things like that, I'm not going to give the whole bowling thing. Al-Zawi Joseph is carrying the bowling on his back.
Yeah, on his back.
That is not fair to him.
I'm bowling with... It has
with pace, lot of fire. A lot of fire. In-swingers,
like
out-swingers.
And he's accurate. He's accurate for most of the part. Hardly going down the leg side and hardly swaying wide at off stump. The guy's bowling his heart out. No support. And that unholder just throwing over his arm. Imagine. And then Jansen. Jansen's about the same height as Holder. And Holder can't get above him in pace. Well, where are we coming to? Anyway. We'll see. He acts as if he is a fixture in the Wesley side. That's how he behaves. He behaves dark. I don't know. I have nothing against the man, but you've got to pull your socks up. Wesley needs you to perform.
He's not behaving like a fixture, Leon. He's a fixture in the side.
No, but support the gentleman. Sometimes you just have to just take a quick step back, be there, and get hungry. He's not hungry. You have to be hungry. And somebody promised Holder something. And I'm going to say it to you. They don't like to hear it. But as long as you're patient, you don't have 1.5 foot in the team. That is not good. That's why we're losing, gentlemen. Let's go back to Sir Frank Warren. I'll be bothered to carry on forward. How can a man with this West Indies team at 33 years don't have a future in West Indies team? When a trainer is picking people at 38, at 37.
Mm-hmm.
How come we discard a 33-year-old guy?
Yeah.
Eh? And tell me that we are doing so well? That's going to discard a man 33 years old?
A man that makes
a
century in both innings. A man who made a century in both innings. Two, in a test match, no, I don't think anybody else in the West Indies have ever done that. And you discard him. He may run to a
floor. No, yes. Greenwich would have done it. I think he would have done
okay.
it.
Okay. Yeah, okay. Good.
Anybody can tell me where West Indies selected him from?
I think one from the chief is from
Barbados. Just let me say this, gentlemen. We are 15 minutes inside the Lawrence Yagaro Hour.
Eight
to nine, it's Lawrence Yagaro Hour. 15 minutes inside the Lawrence Yagaro Hour. Back to you.
Look.
Here's a comparison.
As I said, right? The same thing. That wasn't me. The same thing happened when we had the CPL. Somebody from Barbados sabotaged Cornwall with the captain not to bowl him. Okay,
onto the Australian tour when Cornwall name was registered, somebody from Barbados take his name out of inside there again and nobody can give an answer. So that's why we'll keep on having that problem. These guys don't want people that perform, they want special people from their area into West Indies team. And to me, you need to pick the guys who been performing. Just like we all watch a game there with Aslakan that made 90-something and 70-something.
The same size.
The only difference between him and Cornwall, Cornwall taller than him. Four of them
same
middle
dimension.
Line, and he's performing out of this world. And that is what you want. But we in the Caribbean don't want that some kind of reason. We're going out there for looks and that. We're going out there to win games. And for us to win games, we have to have guys that perform in. And it seems like we don't want that. We want only certain people out there that look and can show, well, fashion show. A fashion show he is right now. So
well, we have to go and take him out as a bowler and make him a wicket keep. Waiting about that. They haven't made him a wicket keep. But I'm just going to say something. Look at Athanase.
No.
Athanase, the young guy from the Grenada. He scored more runs than Subman Gill for Australia, for India, in the World 2019. And the Indians fast-tracked this guy so much that he is now the number one leading batsman in the world, in the ODI. Open for India, making century, a double century, I think you made the other day too. Yeah, so we're not doing injustice to these players. When Kyron Powell was going to a dead patch, what they should have done, they should have bring him and let him, you know, one of the best openers still, but he just not scoring the runs because there was a time his confidence has gone. We shouldn't have let that happen in the Caribbean. How about other, you know, they should not. I'm going to see how they use the young girl from Trinidad, whose name in the team. What they're going to do with her?
You remember Andy Roberts said that in an interview. Kyron Powell should be allowed to be himself, an aggressive opening batsman.
Yes.
They turned Kyron Powell into this.
Because you know what happened? You remember one time a certain captain of Barbados side was throwing his hand in the air at Kyron Powell? You don't remember that?
But it was the captain,
yeah.
The bowler, Nurse. I call names, you know me,
Yeah.
Ask me now. You're telling the world that
disrespecting
Kyron
the man
Powell
on the
belong
field.
Here. Like he was picking on him. He did that.
Yeah. You're picking on him, yes. I'm throwing his hands in the air because I think he might have not been alert enough to do something. But you don't do that on the field. You turn your hands in the air like if you nobody can
That's
make a mistake.
That's what I'm saying. The way how we did it, it was in bad and footy. I'm glad you remember that, Liam.
Bad.
When I
said
that to him, like, I'm going to call the name. I said, no, I did that. But
yeah,
what
because
you said?
He's from a player that
is
in that. Sorry, let me get in this
before I make some noise here again.
Go ahead.
Because that was really thing I'm driving. West Indies, I've said it before, but let me say it again. West Indies have lost a big trick in terms of leadership. One of the biggest ones was Darwin Ganga. When he was up for West Indies captaincy, and they keep persisting with Brian Lara. They should have made him a captain. He was doing well for Trinidad. If that was absent, Lara come back, and you see Trinidad go downhill. We missed another trip with Lambert when we had Gail captain in the team, and Lambert was the better captain. West Indies missed a trick. When we're searching for captain again, we missed a trick with Leon Johnson out of Guyana. We're looking for these things. And I want to say, is that popular? When we were looking for a trick, and Courtney Brown said it to us, chairman of selectors, that Kyron Powell is not only there as a batsman, he has the leadership potential to captain the West Indies team, and they're looking at that. They missed a trick not giving Kyron Powell the captaincy. I'm telling you, that's why West Indies in his leadership right now, sticking on to when Lloyd said, Holder, come and do it, and then you find that Holder didn't advance. You find that they have bat rate by default because we know he's slow, he bats whatever way. And we are persistent with him because we feel like there is no more leaders. There are no more leaders. And I think that's where West Indies downfall is. Our leadership thing, and we just believe that we have to persist with popularity. But they're doing something now with the captaincy where they change it up. And I believe that they did one wrong. Shea Hope shouldn't have been nobody's captain. They could have given the guy Howell both white
captain for the
something they're making a boo-boo right there. So I'm calling it here right now saying that's a boo-boo. Thank you.
Okay, gentlemen, what would be our side for the second test match? Anybody has any idea?
Hello?
Yeah. Are you there, Mr. McKenzie? Talk to us.
Yes, sir. I've been listening to this interesting discourse, man. What's going on?
Yeah, well, tell us what you have in mind.
He's asking about what's your side for the second test match.
What is your side for the second
West
test
Indies,
match?
West Indies versus South Africa. What
well,
would
I,
be your
I think
side
our
for the second test match?
I think our bowlers are doing fairly well. But our batsmen are far off the target, man. Our batsmen are not doing a thing.
No, well, you have one or two hold their hands up, but then on a whole, I mean, a lot of them not really doing what they're supposed to be doing. As I mentioned earlier on, is that Blackwood, for the first time, he has played the innings that we know he ought to play, right? He in more recent time, he was there trying to be a bunner, and that's not his type of game, right? His game is to be aggressive, hit the ball when it doesn't matter the situation. If the ball, the opportunity comes, dispatch the ball to the boundary or over the boundary, right? And that's what we want to see. And you know, where Raymond Reef have been doing a good job where that's concerned. The second innings, almost everybody feels.
Oddly,
but
you eat your words, like me. Come on, say go.
Yeah, look, don't forget, you know, don't forget about 3 weeks ago. I
didn't hear
them.
You didn't come out and say eat your words, man.
No, because I changed. No, I was fighting for him because Virgil and everybody was saying he should go, and I said no. He's making some runs, in not hundreds, in not really hundreds, because I was calling for his head before. Of course, yes, I totally was calling for his head. But he changed things around, and then I started to support him and say, I think he should be there, you know? Yeah, so I ate my words maybe about 2 months ago, and I had it with some milk.
Okay, anybody you want to give us their team? At least I got my three players to drop. Folder, Mears, and Chase. I'm bringing Atanas, Moti, and Jordan. Quiet in the room. Anybody want to say anything?
For me, popping out of that dog, I'm putting in. I've got Moti.
Who?
Why did you say Ivor didn't get that?
I said to pick anything in the team there right now with who they have up there, it's just like you swap out a black brown and put in a monkey. So it's like, it's no difference. It's just, it's the same animal,
no,
but there's different species.
We are
not going to do well down in South Africa with what we have here.
I think you do better than Chase. By far, you do better than Chase.
We want to win. I don't believe in turning the corner and just nearly win. You either win or you lose.
You're going to keep on losing with Chase?
I would drop Holder before I drop Chase right now.
But I have them both. I have Holder, Chase, and Mears to go. That's my three I'm going to drop. Play the young guy, Atanas. Bring back the young guy, Moti, and Jordan. I would try him too for Holder because Holder not doing anything.
Is Jordan a fast bowler?
Yeah,
Jordan's a fast bowler.
He replaces
Holder. Atanas replaces who?
Mears. Yeah.
And
Moti
replaces Chase.
Chase is a little better batsman, but he's not batting. And okay, if I get 30 runs from Moti, I'll be happy.
Well, in the previous test before the South African test, Chase did make some runs. I think 70 had not out or thereabout. I know it's a different kettle of fish we're talking about here now, right? The fast pitch in South Africa. But I don't see anything wrong in making some change. I make some changes there because we need to do something to win the match. And I don't think these guys can, the ones they're going to replace, can do any work.
Mm-hmm. Okay, anybody wanted to give us the idea on that almost tight test match with England versus New Zealand?
Wow.
What a match.
I can go ahead. Okay, I'll let you go because you know what I'm going to say. Go ahead.
You go ahead, Ivor. You go ahead, but I listen, man.
No, go ahead. My GP is going to come out. So when I settle, I come out.
Okay.
Go ahead, Ivor.
I mean, I was there. I was here. I woke up and I started to...
Oh, my goodness.
I woke up and I started to watch that match. And there I was lying and I'm saying, man, who can I call now? I said, I'm going to take a chance and call Ivor. I'm just going to ask Barbara to forgive me. And I couldn't do it alone. I called Ivor. I didn't want to call him, Mr. Francis. Maybe you're going to bed. I don't know, wake you up.
No, I was up.
and I called Ivor. Man, we were there and we were there in the tension and stuff like that. It was touch and go.
Mm-hmm.
And my thing started to freeze up a little bit. So at one stage, I have to be bringing me up to date because when I changed it from one seat and I finally got it back and I heard I was, oh, New Zealand won. Man, that was a real biter.
Mm-hmm.
Come on, nobody tell me that Test cricket is dead, man.
No.
Mr. Patel, I see you here this evening.
It could have
gone either way.
Either
way. Right down to the finny, right down to it's a nail biter. Because one time you see, you know, the Indian captain was feeling good. The next time it was the captain of New Zealand was feeling good. And it's like, it just back and forth like that. But when Isaiah or that guy out, the one that out, the cart down on the boundary there, it's like, uh-oh. But then the other two wickets started to hold on and defend and get the run. And until somebody came in and hit a four and I brought it right down close on, then I said, wow. And I was hoping that, India would hold on and stuff like that. Man, that one-run victory is something I tell you. It could have gone either way. That's a test match for the ages, I can tell. That test match for the ages. And I think the second time, I'm seeing somewhere they're saying like the fourth time. But I think the only time previous to this, aside winning by one on West Indies when we beat Australia. Was that
Australia?
Australia,
yes.
And involved in Courtney Walsh.
With Richie.
Was,
Richie,
yeah.
Richie Courtney.
Right.
And Ambrose.
So I think the second time that aside did win the test match by one run.
I'm going to say this to the folks, right? We, you know, just for the for the information of the panelists, in the ICC cricket rankings, in the men test team, nobody from the Caribbean in the West Indies is in the top 10. In the ODIs, nobody's in the top 10. And in the T20, nobody is in the top 10. The only, top 10. So, top 10. Australia, Western is only in the top 10 in the test team as the test team. In other words, they're ranked number 8 in the test ranking as the team. That's the only thing. So, folks, we have got players in these rankings. Players must put up their hands. And when they go up there, they'll bring up the West Indies team. So that's my point.
So that's why we should never be disappointed when we get clubbed, because you have to have players who are performing up there.
Exactly.
When you do comparison, you're number one, you're number two, number three, you find the Australians are up toward three, and the West Indians are down like in the 20s. I mean, you put aside like that, who do you expect to win? You know?
Okay. But what we're going to do now, we're going to just give pause for a pause and give Simon the opportunity to ask us a quick question. Simon, you awake?
Yes. I'm listening. I'm listening to your talented question. Men in other games so well.
Give us your question.
Looked up a match today in my book, and I want to ask a question tonight. Okay, gentlemen, ladies, please tell me the lowest score for Australia against England. Give me the lowest score.
I saw it the other day. You want to go first, Mr. McKenzie?
I think it was about 80. I think it was about 87 that made against England. 87. What year, I don't remember.
For bonus point, in what year?
Okay.
I don't remember.
I'm too old for that. It's about 41. It's about 41. I know Broad took 8 wickets for 15 rounds. Eight wickets for 15 rounds in that inning. I think it's 41. Was it 41? I don't remember, but it's not anything big.
I say 47. I'm guessing. I saw it, but I read it. I don't know.
Yeah, it's somewhere in the 40s. Yeah, I remember, I called 47. Right. I called Ivor the next morning at the exact when it was 8:15. I called Ivor and I say, Ivor, you know what time it is? It's 8:15 Broad time, because it took 8 wickets for 15.
Yes. Well, anybody else?
Yes, I heard Virgil talking quite a while. Now I want to give Virgil a chance to answer.
Here. Virgil?
I'll say 51.
51.
Okay, thank you, Virgil.
Mm-hmm. Who else?
And Mr. Patel is not with us. I haven't heard him.
No, he's on the road.
Just want to have a shot at it?
No, that's all. I haven't. Ivor didn't come in, so... So he must be driving, you know.
Okay. Yeah, but I heard Ivor talking a while ago.
Yeah, but he's not.
He's on the road driving, though.
He's driving, so.
I get you. Mm-hmm. Should I reveal my answer then?
Yes.
Okay, the last score, test score, I'm talking about test cricket, for Australia against England, lowest score was 36. And the year was 1902.
Okay.
England.
Wait.
What year that was?
Oddly.
1902.
Did you call Ivor at that time there?
No, maybe that time it was when they were all out for in the 40s. Because I remember Broad taking 8 for 15.
I know nothing was strange about you. I know you had to be about 200 years old.
Yeah, 36.
That's where. 36 in my book.
No,
36 against England.
Is New Zealand make 36? Not
Birmingham, England.
No. India made 36 when they bowled out by Australia.
In Australia. England. England didn't make 36.
But that's 1936, you said, though.
England made a 40-something runs 40 against...
40-something against West Indies.
Yes.
They made 47 against West Indies.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Well, give us your answer. You said 36, so we'll look it up. 36? In the interest of time, let's move on. Let me ask you a question quickly, Simon. Simon, I saw this happen, and I want to know... A batsman went down the wicket for the player delivery. He was beaten. He was out of his stumps. The ball go into the wicketkeeper gloves. The ball dropped out of his gloves and go onto the stumps. And he was out. Is he out run out or is he out stumped?
I would say he's out stumped. I would say stumped.
No.
Mr. McKenzie, why?
Bold. That is the first thing.
No. Ball beats the batsman, beats the keep, go into the gloves, The ball dropped out of the wicketkeeper's glove and go onto the stumps, and he was out of his ground. The batsman was out of his ground. He out, stumped, run out.
Run out.
I would say stumped.
Run out. Run out.
Everybody agrees with stump, or anybody agree with run out? Which who agrees? Sergio, tell me your answer.
Boy, that tricky one. I mean, that thing happened today. Is it today? I think you see that. It's not a man. It's a woman.
Yes. I forget what all them batters now.
Mm. Yeah. I forget.
What is it?
I didn't even know what all they said, but I would have said stump, but stump, you have to have the ball in your hand to stump. So I don't say run out. It's in between.
No, he's not in between.
Run out.
He's not run out. Oddly, what say you?
Look, I was a bit distracted looking up something. You want to ask a question again? Sorry.
The question is a batsman or caller, when was she a batter then? Played a delivery. She was beaten. The ball went into the wicketkeeper's glove, dropped out of his glove onto the wicket. I'm asking what the mode of dismissal. The batsman was still out of his crease when his wicket were broken.
Run out.
Run out. Yeah. Really run out.
To stump
you up. I think to stump you up to have the ball in your hand.
Uh-oh.
As a wicketkeeper.
Ask Ivor because come my answer is stump.
But it's weird because the ball go in the hand and the ball end up and hit the wicketkeeper face
in his
and then onto the stump.
Onto the stump. The ball was not in his hand when the ball break the stumps. The batsman was still out of his crease. The ball went into the wicketkeeper's glove, bounced onto the glove, onto the wicket, breaking the rails.
So maybe it's a case where the ball wasn't thrown in by a fielder, then where you have the ball in the glove. Yeah.
Okay. May I just reach back here to hear you say?
Let's hear what I have to say.
You said you didn't have
no, I didn't hear the question. I just dropped off the grandkids, and I came back hurriedly and just said,
Question, Ivor. A batsman went down the wicket to play delivery. He was beaten. Ends up. He's still out of his grounds. The ball go into the wicketkeeper's gloves. Popped out of the gloves and broke the stump. The batsman was still out of the crease. What was the mode of his dismissal?
The mode of his dismissal?
Mm-hmm.
Well, based on what you're telling me, the batsman just played a shot. He didn't attempt a run or anything like that. So he has to be out stump.
Yeah, I said stump to Ivor. I said stump.
Yes, stump.
Yeah, he cannot be out stump
the correct answer. That was
based on what you said,
stump.
The ball came from the wicketkeeper onto the stump. So he has to be out stump. If you're running,
was the right decision.
Running a run or something like that, then he'll be out run out.
Exactly.
Okay, I learned that.
Yeah, I learned that too.
I got it.
I learned it today.
Yeah,
so
I
let me give
today.
The panel that.
But,
So Virgil, go ahead.
I was going to say, that happened in the case?
Yeah, it happened
in the match.
Yeah, that happened in the woman game today.
WIP. Yeah,
that is stump.
Yeah. Stump. Simon, now you know. But you were right, Simon.
Yes, I said stump.
Yeah, you said correctly. All right, so Simon, a moment for you to ask any question that you did not understand or did not. We want more clarification. Any questions? Simon,
it's quite clear to me, very clear.
Okay, Mr. McKenzie, anything from you that you want to bring up?
If you could give me a rundown of the East Indies South Africa match, the two sides and scores.
West Indies lost by 87 runs. West Indies, let me give you the exact scores. Mm-hmm. Who wanted to win?
Well, I always want West Indies to win.
South Africa,
okay.
They batted first and scored 342, and in the second innings, they were dismissed for 116. West Indies batting first innings, 212, and they made 159. And they lost by 87 runs. Rhodes got five wickets in the second innings and one in the first. Joseph got five in the first innings and one and two in the second. Rabada got six for
South Africa.
South Africa. And Wales got some good wickets. So that's the gist of it. Two wickets each for...
Rabada got six for 50. Six for 50
six
from
for 50.
15 overs.
Mm-hmm. And Norkey gets 5 for 36. 5 for 36 too, as well in the second.
In the first
innings, and two each for Marco Johnson,
Rabada,
and
Coetzee.
So the series now is one up. South Africa, the second match.
How many tests
are
going to be against South Africa?
I'm giving you the
two. Two test matches.
The second test is going to be starting on Wednesday the 8th.
Okay.
Those matches. Then they'll play three ODIs and then three T20s.
Thank you so much.
Three ODIs, two test matches, and three T20s. West Indies are down one match to love. Mackenzie, any questions from you?
No, Roger. I don't have any questions, but what I'm hoping for is that I noticed our bowlers are doing pretty well in South Africa, especially our young guy there, Joseph. He's doing very, very well. And I would just hope that the batsmen will pick up their style of the game and put some runs on the board. But otherwise, our bowlers are doing pretty well, especially Joseph.
Oddly, one point I didn't remember to mention, and you remember what the opening batsman for Markram made 115? You recall that the runs were bleeding down the shoulder slips and third man and leg slip, and Joseph intentionally bowled a ball, you know, over the stumps, bouncing high, and Markram went for that shot and got to there twice, and they put Blackwood in that position, and he took a remarkable catch to dismiss the former captain. That was a good play for West Indies, but I was criticizing a lot. I said, why Blackwood, be one of the shorter players, put a taller man down there, and then again he came. He was inside the boundary.
Yes, I saw that catch. I saw that catch. Yeah, I saw that.
But nevertheless,
never playing the match.
He made it. Any other point in anybody's mind before we wrap it up? We have over 50 minutes to go. So Simon, why don't you give your closing thoughts?
No, that's about it for me.
Any points, Donna? Anything from you?
Nothing. I'm just pretty clear with me. I just wanted to know the scores.
Hold on, Simon. Hold on. It's down to Donna.
Donna, you have any questions? Any questions? Donna might not have been close to her phone either. But anyway, go ahead, Simon.
I just wanted to know the score between South Africa and West Indies, and I got it. And you said the next test would start on Wednesday.
Wednesday.
Okay, that's good. No, so we're hoping at least West Indies can win this one and tie it up. Okay.
I have a one.
Sorry, Simon. Things are so bad for the West Indies. We are down 2-0 after only one test match.
I'm not going to give up on them yet.
Quickly, before my GPS come in again. I want to say big things are happening this week in the Leeward Islands, but more so over in Nevis. It's 50th anniversary of the first Leeward Islander to make the West Indies
team.
El Camino with it. On the 9th of March, they're having a big gala affair in Nevis for him. And Sir Andy Roberts was the first one up with his hands up, who's going to be there. And a bunch of West Indies players would have made a team with him at the time. And it's a sold-out event at a 250 US thing at the Malcolm Gishard Park. So that's happening over there in Nevis this Thursday. They decide to have it on the exact same day, March 9th, 1973, 50 years ago, the first Leeward Islander to make the West Indies team. So,
good luck, man.
If you want to dive into that a little bit, you open the doors for the greats, Robert Richardson, Ambrose, the Benjamins, the wicketkeeper Jacobs.
Richardson, of course, and the works. Yeah, thank you so much for that information. It's going to be carried live on Vaughan or Vision 2020?
They said they're going to try to get something. Anytime I get it, I'm going to forward the information.
Okay, we will try and see if we can reciprocate. He said Thursday. What time? Is it the afternoon, morning, or evening? It's going to be afternoon. You don't know the exact time. Okay, we'll be in contact with you to see if we can reciprocate and carry that news feed. So congratulations to him. And we just wish that a lot of people turn out and the West Indies Cricket Board honors him. All right, let's give our closing comments. Go ahead, Ivor, you first up. As you're driving, just get it out of the way. Your final thoughts?
Yes, well, gentlemen, West Indies come up against South Africa. It's always a hard task, winning even a match in South Africa. The Cape won it. The first time we won was, I think, a first-class match under Sawan's captaincy. I don't think I was captain that match. So he had opened the gates there in the winning ways. But we just don't seem to be able to win South Africa for whatever reason. So I'm wishing them best of luck. Come Wednesday, I hope that they make some changes. I know they don't like to make changes, but they can't do no worse. Sometimes you have to expose some of these guys, give them a chance. Give a new guy a chance to make his debut, maybe make 100. The last person to go to South Africa was the guy, Dwayne Smith. Made a century and debut. So give another guy a chance to make some runs or get a hat-trick or get some 5 wickets. And let him start his career there. You never know. That's my thing. And for Brathwaite, I hope that he'll just be a little bit more aggressive. Use tactics, set the bowlers. You can't always knock over batsmen with sheer pace. Sometimes you need to deceive Smith. You need tactics. You need to just bluff batsmen, outspan them, set the unseen side and bowl the ball outside the off stump and all that kind of stuff. Make them believe you're going into the outside. Do something. And that's my wish for them coming up this Wednesday.
Thank you so much.
Week, guys.
You too. Simon, your thoughts. Final thoughts, Simon. Thank you, Ivor, for your comment.
Yeah, thank you for a wonderful, wonderful show as usual. I do enjoy coming on the show each Sunday night, learning from your talented men and ladies who know the game so well and the game I love so much. My granddaughter said, Papi, the only game you know is cricket. I said, I don't even know it as well. That I don't even know well. Well, gentlemen, have a wonderful week, and ladies, and we'll see you back here next week, Sunday, from 6 to 9 on The Cricket Show. Have a wonderful week. Good night, all.
Good night.
Good night.
Thanks for coming out to your bed. How about you, Mr. McKenzie? Your final thoughts?
Well, I just want to thank you for keeping the show so well. You have done a good job. And I'm just hoping and praying that this will be the year when the West Indies will have a rude awakening, come to the senses, and play cricket and win matches.
Amen.
I'm hoping after the in the second test match in South Africa and the other matches, they will come alive. So with that wish, and I want to thank you all very, very much. And at the same time, have a good week, and I will see you on the radio. Good night.
Thank you so much, and we wish you well, sir. Thanks for your kind thoughts. Donna, your turn. Donna, come in, your final thoughts, if you...
gentlemen, thanks a lot for a very informative program, as usual. And I must say, my heart was glad when New Zealand won. England, it was like a joke to me. I laughed so hard. Because they declared the innings close, and then New Zealand came back and beat them. So that was like a joke to me. Anyway,
right.
Good show. See you all
Thank
next
you so
week.
Much,
Enjoy
ma'am.
The best of your week.
Thanks for your participation. Thanks for your participation. Virgil,
okay.
Your time now. Say goodbye to all your fans around the world. 007. The good pitch.
Come from undercover. Come from under the cover.
Come on, undercover, Virgil.
No undercover.
Time to... No undercover. Okay, Audley, why don't you go?
Sorry,
you
I think
cover.
I heard that new. For the WPL, the Women's Premier League, I watched it for the last 2 days, and I enjoy it. And I hope all the listeners watch that game when it comes, because to see the woman play with the WPL, it's enjoyable to watch. So I'm looking forward to all the games in them, and I hope everybody enjoy it, and I hope everybody enjoy the show, and looking forward again next week to talk more again about the WPL and the Pakistan Premier League, also the West Indies, and the rest of the test match that play around the world. Thank you very much.
Yes, indeed. Thank you so much, Virgil.
Question, Virgil. Are you in a wheelchair? How come you're watching all those games?
No, I have my phone with me, so I take it with me, and I have the thing on it. So I get to watch them now and then. Not even watching them, I put it on it so I can listen. So at least I get
okay.
It's early in the morning, too. So.
Thank you so much. Your final thoughts?
Okay, so yeah, just a reminder once again that next Sunday will be daylight saving time.
Saving
so for our friends in the Caribbean, the time will be different. We're going to be moving one
same
forward.
Time.
It's going to be right,
yes,
right,
the same
daylight
time.
Mm-hmm. Right, next Sunday. And don't forget, Tuesday morning will be the funeral service for brother Dennis' mother,
mm-hmm.
Dennis's mother, and yes, all those who, if you're not going to work or you can find the time, please do watch. And as he expressed to us, he explained that it's going to be like for the first hour, and then, you know, on the way to the cemetery, it's going to be a break, and then it will pick up again. So keep that in mind. All right,
yes.
So... thanks for being here this evening. I enjoy being here, of course, and we're here to learn and to have fun and have a good time. And yes, it actually went by already.
Yes.
Valentine's Day.
Yes.
Valentine's Day went by. Boy, I'm so late. And here's a great philosopher just a question. He said, if you love somebody, here's the solution. Tell them. What an easy one. If you love somebody,
okay.
Tell them. Rand McLeod. God bless you. Have a wonderful, wonderful week. And
God
we'll be
bless
doing it next
all
week,
of
God
you
willing.
Too.
God bless.
God
have a
bless
great
each
week.
One of you. You guys made it easy for me. We had some really, covered some real good topics, and we hope the listeners would have enjoyed what we portrayed this evening. Couldn't get Mertris, but she probably is asleep, so she's a hard worker, so... You know, next week, God's willing, we'll be back at the same time. Remember, like Audley said, the time has changed. So we're going to be on the same time like in Eastern Caribbean time. So we'll be back at 6. And it's your time in the Caribbean, same 6 p.m. So be sure to tune in. We'll notify you on our Facebook and etc. Thanks for everything that... have been done this evening. It was smooth, no problems, and we enjoyed it immensely. A lot of information was covered, and I'm sure someone might have picked up some bit of news that will help them in their cricketing life. Thanks again. You know, well, Sir Viv, his birthday is coming up on the 7th, and we can't go out without honoring the great man. Great man. I never, ever will forget him. He has done me a kindness, which is unforgettable. Great man, great human being. May God bless him and keep him safe, and hope that God will spare his life to enjoy the remainder of his days on earth. Thank you, Sir Viv. Good night. Tell Mervyn hello for me and all the friends around you. Good night, all. And again, thanks to all the panelists and all our listeners, near and far. Forget to hail up my cousin, Hyacinth Christian, over there in London. And now she listened to us from time to time, but now it's way past her bedtime. You can't call her. So good night to you. You can go back and watch, listen to the show. It's on blogtalkradio.com/ The Cricket Show. You can replay what we have done here this evening. Good night, and we're going to go home with Sir Viv.
Vivi is the name, cricket is the game, but I don't know how he could play cricket so. But his batting, bowling, feeling, catching is breathtaking. Sometimes I just wonder if he's a net lover's in the making. That man Richard could really bat. It's something to see him and the attack, plundering bowlers again and again. It's remarkable how he does dictate the game. No bowler holds a terrier for Vivi and Richard. Not Thompson and Lily, not Lady Nash and Azika. Perfect coordination of body and mind. That brother is really dynamite. Pace a spin, he ain't give a front where you're bowling him. Faster slowly, you're going back to the country. When the bowling tight, if you see the man, he has a defense no bowler can penetrate. Yet still he can score his runs as freely as he will. He could beat the tightest field with sheer technical skill. When that man drives you, he scores the deal and leave the mid on standing still. His breathless leg cut right off the stump. So many times I've left commentators dumb. No bowler holds a terror for Vivi and Richard. Not Thompson, not Lily, not Baby, not Shanda Sika. Perfect coordination of body and mind. That brother is really dynamite. Pace or spin, he don't give a front for you bowling him. Faster slowly, you're going back to the boundary. England, here they come, this hunk of a man, this classical player and his fellow Antiguan, and the Robert Redkin have back once again in your country. Vivian Richard Redkin bowlers boundary after boundary. Watch the scoreboard ticking on. When Vivian bats him, the machine must run, and people applauding for runs like rain. And another splendid Richard century again. No bowler holds a terror for Vivi and Richard. Not Thompson, not Lily, not Baby, not Shanda Sika. Perfect coordination of body and mind. That brother is really dynamite. Pace spin, he don't give a front for you bowling him. Faster slowly, you're going back to the boundary, Andy.